been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time once again for us to enjoy life as it exists. Here is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits from News Talk Radio as compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. Here we have the ladies of the DJV program. Sounds rather sultry, doesn't it? The ladies of the DJV program. All right, well, Victoria Keelan is one of the ladies, and so is Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the top 10 items. You know, we always go through the charts from the week, the stories, but we never get to the people who are ancillary to the stories. So let's just, for the heck of it, spend a few minutes on the people list this week that's been published, starting at number 10 with Rudy Giuliani. Any comments from either of you? What else can you say about Rudy Giuliani other than he's Rudy Giuliani? Actually, he's looking very... I saw a picture of him. He looks really old. Have you noticed that? And then other than that, what is he bringing to the table for conversational purposes? He's just kind of... He's become a caricature of himself, don't you think?
I think in some ways, I think he's always been kind of a character, but I think obviously the reason he's on the list this week is because he's been one of the lawyers helping with the Trump campaign's legal fight in Pennsylvania, where they got a victory about some of the timing of some of the ballots received. So that's, he's been out there and kind of at the forefront. People like to talk to him. And you're right. I think they like to talk to him because he is a character. So
was he involved in filing the lawsuits in Arizona? The argument there was that the votes were incorrectly counted.
I don't know. I think that he's actually been focusing on Pennsylvania, but I think broadly I think it's the campaign that's filing the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. So I think he's the one that's been on the ground in PA, but I'm sure he's part of the strategy about Arizona as well.
Well, just as an aside here, the number one item of the week, obviously, is the election aftermath. And the attorney general in Arizona says there's no evidence of any voter fraud there. And so it's not going to change the results.
Well, the Homeland Security, the cybersecurity and infrastructure, that agency that's part of Homeland Security, they had a whole coalition of federal, state, and electors or election directors, and they all said the same thing, that this is probably the most secure election we've ever had.
But they said because of foreign interference, they said it was the most secure election that we've had.
Right.
Keeping the foreign influence out this year. Yeah.
Right, right. Okay. Which was important. Yeah. But then a lot of those people, how many of those people now got fired? By Trump, from Homeland Security and that agency, there were several of them who got fired for saying that.
Well, that was before the statement was being made.
So,
I think it's different. I think what people are questioning here is not necessarily foreign interference this time. The question is what's happening within the country. And there have been troubling things that I've heard that, again, had very little to do with Trump and Biden and more about the security of our elections moving forward. Because as much as we want to just push forward and not think about this anymore, what I'm telling you right now, the stuff that I'm hearing, is very, this very, very critical. The fact that we've outsourced our voting machines out of the country, why in the world would we allow Serbia, Canada, and Venezuela?
Tell that story again for people who may not have heard it. Tell, that's a very important story. Tell that one again. You told it on the DJV program earlier in the week.
On another program that I host, I was talking to someone from the Election Integrity Project, and so she was saying, I asked her about Dominion, because we've heard a lot in the last week about Dominion voting systems, which seem to be the ones that are getting the most criticism. They're the ones that are being looked at the hardest, because there's been some complaints around those systems, and they're used, I think it's 27 states, so it's they're used all over the country in multiple counties. And there, if you look like, if you voted in person and it looked like an iPad, chances are it's probably like a Dominion system. And so the person I was talking to said, well, that system is made, it's a company that's based in Canada, has ties to Serbia, and they're the ones that are doing our election. And the thing that was most surprising to me is that the results from the Dominion machines are not accessed by the county or the municipality where the contract is served. Instead, it's sent to Dominion, it's sent to the corporate office, and then a report, basically an overview, a summary of the voting results are then sent back to the state. Now, that's problematic because you're adding an extra layer of people, whether that's a conspiracy, whether it's totally on the up and up, to me it doesn't sound like the best process. And so I asked her, I live in LA County, I said, is this what Los Angeles does? And she says, no, LA did their own proprietary software, and this company that they contracted with is based in Venezuela. I looked this up, and sure enough, Smartronic, it talked about an AP, Politico talked about it, a controversial decision by Los Angeles County to contract with a Venezuelan company that has had security risks throughout the years, is the one that's now doing our vote. I just feel like we can do better, and we should not have to worry about political chess being played in our elections. We should be able to trust the fact that our vote is being cast, that our vote is being counted, and we move on. But instead, there are a lot of questions. And for me, the reason that this resonates is because there have been questions in my brain since 2018 in California when I watched the results of the election come in. There was a lot of stuff that just didn't make sense. And now it's happening on a national level.
Well, that's good to know, actually. I thought, going back to Arizona for a minute, what the Republican AG said there is that people split their ticket. People voted for Republicans down the ballot, but they didn't vote for Trump or Martha McSally, and that's the reality. Just because that happened doesn't mean it's fraud. And I think, it did happen quite a number of places around the country. So there is that. That's the tie between Rudy, or the tie-in, Giuliani and his involvement in the election aftermath here, as we put the pieces together of the charts for the week of November the 9th to the 13th here. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on the Talk Radio Review.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, waiting fees may apply, call for information and conditions, deposit letter, license, and all 50 states, and LLC, license, and org, number 330.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlique helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlique helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Moving back into our focus on what's been going on in News Talk Radio world, I thought it was interesting to note, I just said these are the charts for the week ending November 13th. And this weekend, as this program airs, there is a free three-day online summit with a lot of expert sessions on facilitation and coaching and community building called How Leaders Lead. This had been planned for quite a long time, but as we've been talking about leadership and how people set the tone in their lives, we look to leaders and what are real leaders, and this is supposed to focus on all of that good stuff, and they're going to make a podcast out of it after it's all over. So something to think about with your time if you have it this weekend. All right, number nine on the people list, ladies, Mark Esper. Why would we be interested in him, Jennifer, Victoria?
Because he got fired. Yeah. He got fired from the White House.
See you later, alligator.
He was the Secretary of Defense that was walking around with his resignation letter in his pocket for the last couple of weeks. And that's because there was a big disagreement about the Insurrection Act between Mark Esper and President Trump. They were pretty much
what
on the same
that
page.
Act?
The Insurrection Act is about the controls of the federal government when cities are under siege, essentially. So Portland,
how
Seattle.
Use
what the federal government's role is in that, correct, or the National Guard, really, who can call for the National Guard. So there was a big disagreement. I think that President Trump was just waiting for the election to be over, and then he let him have it.
Right. Anybody make any – I didn't even know who this guy was. You know, a lot of times defense secretaries, good, bad, or indifferent, we all know who they are. I didn't – this guy's name didn't ring a bell with me
like
at all.
Wasn't this guy like a fill-in from the last guy, though?
Well, I mean, everybody's a fill-in.
No, but I mean, like, but in the revolving door of the Trump administration, he was a fill-in for someone else who'd gotten fired, right?
I don't know if he was acting or if he had been confirmed yet. I'm not, you know what, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I think he was confirmed, but I'd have to look it up.
All right, number eight on the people list is Barack Obama. And what role did he play in getting his pal, friend, former sidekick, elected to the White House? He took a long time to jump in. Was that sage on his part? He didn't want to tip the scale. Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Was he effective?
I don't think he moved the needle, to be honest. And I think that's to Joe Biden's credit, because a lot of people in the beginning didn't think that Joe could pull this off without Obama there, basically like running with him, and that was not the case. So.
Right. Remember when Obama was running against Hillary, and he would say in almost every rally, I don't know who I'm running against. Am I running against Bill? Am I running against Hillary? Because Bill was out there pounding the pavement for Hillary, and sometimes the two of them would show up together, and Barack made that.
Bill and Barack do not like each other at all.
I think that's actually softened. I don't think that that's the case anymore.
I mean, I think you may be right about that.
They couldn't even be in the same room together, from what I heard. I mean, that was how bad it was.
I think that was then, and this is now. I'm not sure that's true. No. All right. Next person on the list is Dr. Fauci. What's happening to him under the Biden administration? Because he's been through, what, four different administrations? He's had basically the same job.
That, right?
At least.
More than that? Yeah.
Yeah. So why is he not a part of the soon-to-be Biden administration? Or is that just...
Resist.
Why?
Well, I think that right now, I think he has become, you know, Trump hates him, and he's become very controversial and for whatever reason. But I think that he's a bit of a hot potato right now, so I don't think that – I think it was smart that Biden didn't – I mean, he's going to be working with the new task force. All the data is being shared, so it's not like he's not involved. But maybe – who knows? Maybe after the inauguration, we'll see Fauci have a different position.
Is this the task force run by the guy who thinks we should be dead at 75?
Oh my God. That's not true.
I'm far more
QAnon. You now,
are you QAnon now?
I am far more concerned with the fact that the guy wants to help the world before he helps America. That's what concerns me more than anything.
Who, Emmanuel?
Yeah, he wants to send the vaccine out to the world instead of America.
How could somebody really say that and mean it? I mean, how do you do
know.
That?
And that's a question. I also don't know how Joe Biden has said that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you can read his quote if you want.
I'm not being critical. I'm just saying.
I don't know how Joe Biden has not put one epidemiologist around him on his coronavirus task force.
That's
He's surrounded with oncologists and professors.
There's an epidemiologist on the panel.
Time for a break. We continue in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. It's surgery to repair the valve leading to the largest chamber in your heart, the mitral valve.
Normally, when we do surgery, we'll make an incision in the front and go through the breastbone. That's called a sternotomy.
But for more than a decade, heart surgeons at Mayo Clinic, like Dr. Richard Daly, have also performed a less invasive mitral valve surgery using a robot.
We make small incisions over on the side between the ribs. We have the hands of the robot inside the chest. They are moved by a surgeon who sits at a console. The robot replicates that surgeon's movements very precisely.
Patients treated robotically enjoy a more rapid recovery, and after performing nearly 1,000 of these procedures, the success rate at Mayo Clinic is 99%.
We get better visibility than with an open surgery technique, and we have equal movement of the hands and dexterity to be able to do the surgery.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into an overview of life in terms of the life of News Talk Radio this week. Every week we do this. The ladies from the DJB program, which we all work on together, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan here, spend the hour going through the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find these stories and people lists every week at talkers.com. where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So we're taking a little different approach this week, taking the people list first, because oftentimes we don't get to it anyway, and relating that to some of the things that are on the story list. So number 6 on the people list is Kamala Harris, the vice president-elect. Very interesting. I had dinner last night with somebody from California, and they are Democrats, big-time Democrats, as a matter of fact. And they couldn't say enough bad about Kamala. This person was black that I was with last night, and I think you said this, Jennifer. I don't know where else it's been echoed, that she was busy putting people, low-level drug users, marijuana users, mostly blacks, by the thousands.
She has a lot of reckoning to do with that. That is,
she has Here's what I think about Kamala
Harris. Why does she even get on the ticket is what amazes me.
Because she's transactional, and she can be bought. And so this is the thing with Kamala is that, and this is, you know, I think the right is trying to paint her as this person who is far left. And I think the reason they do it is because she is the farthest, she's the most progressive senator in the last 2 years. She's voted on the most progressive things. But she's doing that because that's who's paying her bills right now. She's owned by the far left, and that's what's disturbing to me. The problem is that coming up the ranks as Attorney General in California, she made a lot of really unpopular decisions with Democrats and Republicans based on who was funding her. So she, to get her numbers up for Attorney General, she went after young black men who couldn't afford to defend themselves, and she threw them in jail just so she could count arrests and prosecutions. Then when she had the opportunity to go after sexual offenders in the form of the former mayor, Mayor Filner in San Diego, who had 30 women with evidence say that he either raped or sexually assaulted them, she chose not to because they shared the same campaign manager. And then she had the opportunity to go after priests in the Catholic Church who also had a slew of accusations against them.
What kind of consciousness does a person like that have?
That's a lot of the problem. The problem is that happens with prosecutors across the country. And so that's one of the biggest knocks. That was one of the biggest knocks against her, even from within my party. I mean, that's, you know, I'm the only registered Democrat here. So within the party, that was a big knock on her because we want police reform and you have someone who's a prosecutor with a really bad record. So, you know, that to me is the biggest knock on her. Forget her personality, forget anything else. That's the biggest knock on her.
Yeah. Well, something to be said for that. Okay, let's keep moving here. Next up on the list, Raphael Warnock, Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue, John Ossoff.
The Georgia Senate races.
The Georgia runoff group, yeah.
Round zero.
The first week of January, right? Isn't that when
January
it is?
January 2nd, I think.
5th?
Yeah, right? Oh, is it the 5th? Whatever it is, it's the first week of January.
Early January, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know how this Perdue guy, I don't know, Doug, if you've been seeing him. He's the one who mocked Joe Biden for his stutter, and now the new ad about Chuck Schumer, and his opponent is John Ossoff, and they alter his nose. I mean, it was so anti-Semitic, it was ridiculous.
Ossoff
deserve to be mocked for having a Jewish nose and having it exaggerated in a cartoon.
He's had no job. He's 35 years old.
Perdue?
John Ossoff. He's 35. He's only ever run for office. He's run for like three offices. That's what he's done for his experiences, basically running and losing races. And so that's number one.
So how is he getting so close to Perdue? And if he doesn't have,
he really didn't. I mean, here's the thing. It's a Georgia rule because you have to get 50% plus one. I mean, he lost by 3 percentage points, which in this day and age in politics is enough. The other guy is the one that I'm really concerned about. Warnock is like a total Marxist. He has talked about glowingly Fidel Castro. He's obstructed child abuse cases.
In
he went to jail
Georgia.
For that.
That would be an interesting reality. No,
because
more about
they,
him.
Georgia's a changing landscape.
28 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the overview of what's going on with World of News Talk Radio this week.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour, second half hour of the Talk Radio Roundup for this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keenan is here. I know a lot of people like to hear from them as to what they're thinking about the issues of the week. We're going through the people list with a different approach, a little bit different approach to how we do this. Number four on the list, if you want a review of just joining us, Rudy Giuliani's at 10, Mark Esper 9, Barack Obama 8, Tony Fauci at 7, Kamala Harris at 6, all the people running in Georgia 5. So now we get down to Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley, two Republican senators, McConnell leader in the Senate. So what's the issue with the two of them?
Well, I think Mitch McConnell made some news this week because he gave a speech basically saying that the Republicans would support President Trump to try to certify the election results. He also has been talking a lot about the Georgia Senate races. And Grassley, I'm not sure why he would be next to Mitch McConnell on that list, but some of the Republican senators, and I actually agree with them, as much as I think we need to wait for the election to be over, since we don't have a certified winner at this point, I think that both Biden and Trump should be getting national security briefings. And Biden had not been getting national security briefings, at least to date. And so some Republicans are coming out saying he should be able to at least have access to the information. And I think that's fair. I mean, if we don't, I mean, until if we're waiting for a certified winner, and at in months or in years past, we have had one at this time and place, then I think both candidates should be getting the same updates and all of that so that they can plan for their either second term or for their first term. So I think some of the Republicans are making that argument, and I think they're right. I would imagine that's why Grassley's on the list. He's one of them.
Yeah. Okay. Number three, Bill Barr, the attorney general, who jokingly said something about the election, or at least he said, when reported in some of the mainstream, so-called mainstream news outlets, that he wasn't going to acknowledge that, or he said something about when President Trump is...
You're thinking of Mike Pompeo, actually.
Oh, yeah, that was
Pompeo. Oh, that's right, too. Sorry.
So Mike Pompeo said that he made it, he was kind of tongue-in-cheek, and he said, yes, we'll have a smooth transition of power to a second term of President Trump.
Just, so
very tongue-in-cheek, he kind of laughed. The reason that you're hearing about Bill Barr is because this week Bill Barr said if there are, and he was pretty fair, he said if there are broad and widespread instances of voter fraud, we will prosecute them, but we need to make sure that they are documented and, and before we move forward on any of these. So it's not like a free-for-all throwing lawsuits at everybody or prosecutions at everybody. Instead, it's let's look and see what the legitimacy is. And I think that's what we want from the Department of Justice, to ensure our elections. I don't think we want to create evidence, but certainly we don't want to keep a blind eye to it as maybe we have in the past.
Right. Okay. That's good. That makes sense. Number two on the list is Donald Trump. First time he's been number two on the people list for eons, giving way to Joe Biden and the continuing focus on...
He hasn't said anything all week, that other than on Twitter.
Trump
has been, and they're telling him to do this on purpose because they want the legal arguments to play out, and they don't want him to step all over himself when it comes to what's being argued by many of his lawyers in the courtrooms, right? They don't want him to give away too much. They don't want him to make claims.
When you say give away too much, what does that mean?
Well, a lot of lawyers, when they go on TV, they'll never talk to you about the specifics of the case before the evidence is actually presented because they don't want to telescope, but they don't want to give the other side an opportunity to rebuff, right? They only allow what's discoverable, and basically that's what they talk about. But they don't talk about their argument, what their strategy is in arguing certain things with details and with evidence. So you don't want to get ahead of yourself before the stuff proceeds in the court. And I think there's a real effort to pull Trump back. Now, I actually think as a Trump supporter, he needs to be out there.
Too bad they didn't do that.
They say next week that there'll be some rallies. And actually, in D.C. this weekend, there's a big rally to support Trump. So,
why? But what's the purpose of it? Why would you have? Yeah.
I think to show people that they support him in the effort to make sure that everything was on the up and up.
Okay. Is it to make sure that, and I'm asking this not to be a rabble-rouser, but is it really to make sure everything's on the up and up, or to see if there isn't some way he can still win?
No, for me it's about making it on the up and up.
I know,
I swear.
For you.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think it's also a thank you. Look, Republicans are really coalesced behind the president. If he wants to run again in 2024, if he doesn't get reelected, I think there are going to be a ton of people behind him because he saved the Republican Party. And I know people like to poop all over him.
He remade the Republican Party, didn't he?
Yeah, but the Republican Party, yes, he did. He absolutely did. He gave the Republican Party
some fight. He saved it for me.
When was the last time you voted for a Republican? It was George
H.W.
Bush.
George Bush, yeah, exactly.
Right, H.W., not even W.
That's not true. Nationally, that's the last time I voted a Republican.
Correct.
I did vote for the current governor of Massachusetts, who's a Republican. I wouldn't vote for him again, but Charlie Baker got my vote. When he last ran, he's a Republican. But the Trump supporters would say he's a rhino, a Republican in name only. I reject that whole inference, frankly, because I would like to have, I don't know whether it makes a difference whether I have a party affiliation or not. I was very connected to the Republican Party before I felt that it left me in the dust.
You since 2006. We have worked together. If you can,
you've known me for a lot longer than that, but you've known.
Well, yes, but we've worked together. We've talked almost every day since 2006.
Yes.
And I will tell you this: as soon as someone gets elected to office, you don't like them. So
you sound like McFadden.
Whether it's your Republican governor,
Well, because they never do what they say they're going to do. I like people who do what they say they're going to do.
And that's why I like Trump, because he told us what he was going to do. He did it. And even under duress,
he didn't drain the swamp. I wanted the swamp drained. I was hoping he'd drain that damn swamp. You know, full of alligators and crocodiles.
And I think that's what people are waking up to.
All right.
See how deep it flows.
Yeah. All right. So the only thing we really haven't addressed here this week, because we've talked about all these people and how they're connected more or less to the political landscape, other than Fauci, who's connected to COVID. But I think there is a need for us to spend a good deal of time on the latest info. Although the other thing we didn't talk about was Veterans Day, which is number 5 on the story list. I think we could spend a minute or two on that and what's going on at the Supreme Court. Veterans Day, I've played this out so many times on the air, people are probably tired of hearing me say what I say about the Veterans Administration, but or how we treat our veterans. I will summarize for those of you who didn't hear what I said this week on the occasion of Veterans Day. Excuse me. I look at the amount of money that's being spent for the war machine, $700 billion. And in many circumstances, even some of the people that we've talked about during this hour don't want the things that are being proposed by the militarists, by the industrialists who work together and feather their own nest. They go back and forth just like other things. A lot of people from Lockheed or Boeing or whomever, they get jobs in the Pentagon and they come up with these ideas. Okay, let's build this, let's build that. So never has there been in the history of the military budget, the Defense Department budget, never, not one penny has ever been stricken from the budget for a proposed new plane, ship, because the argument is we've got to defend ourselves. However, when it comes to the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in the Pentagon and the Defense Department, there are stories, people joke about it because so many billions of dollars are wasted. Imagine what would happen if we spent that money on the men and women who run all that apparatus, i.e. the men and women who put the uniform on, who go get shot at, who get their legs blown off, who get killed. No, we don't take care of them. We screw around with them. We make promises. We use them as a backdrop for our political opportunities and campaigns, and then we screw them to the wall because they don't have a unified voice. How many homeless vets do you think there are in America? Never mind America. How many homeless vets do you think there are in Los Angeles? In the thousands. And this is how
it's the tens
we take
of thousands, I think, in Los Angeles.
Well,
yeah.
Whatever the number is,
it's the highest
around
I think
the country.
In Los Angeles, it's the highest.
More, well, that's why I use it, because there's more vets that are homeless. And right down the street, by the way, from me in Santa Monica, on the Santa Monica line, is the Veterans Administration right next to 405 at Wilshire Boulevard. Huge complex. It does a pretty good job, but doesn't do a great job. And that's one of many. Most of the vets that you talk to will tell you that they don't get the services, any of them, that they need.
They're supposed to be allowed to camp on that land at that VA in Santa Monica. Homeless veterans are supposed to be able to set up a tent. They're supposed to be able to have safety and protection on that land. It's theirs. It's not even the government's, not the VAs. It's the vets. And you've had a lot of people, Ted Lieu, who's a congressman from that area, Beverly Hills and Santa Monica, from that district, who's come in and taken that property away, made it into parks, tried to get rid of them because the Olympics are coming, and he doesn't want his district to look
disgusting.
Messy.
It's disgusting. All right, so that's my rant on, and it is a rant, and I have a rant. And if you want to listen to the rant in its entirety, you can go to the DJV podcast, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcast, and listen to me talk in detail about what I just alluded to. The genius of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is that Talkers Magazine comes up with a chart every week. This week, no exception, 52 weeks of the year, the top stories and the top people on the story list at number 10, the continuing focus on our mental well-being in the surge of concerns, all the activities that have gone on this past year to shake us up. Number 9, Hurricane Ida, or Eta, some people have said. Number 8, reforming the public sector, like the police. Number 7, the educational situation, again, reformation time needed. The economy and the boom since the election of Joe Biden. Number 5, Veterans Day. Number 4, the Supreme Court on the Affordable Health Care Act. Number 3, COVID and what's going on with the vaccines. Number 2, the runoffs. And number 1, aftermath of the presidential election. At your service and on your side, on the countdown, I'm Doug Steffen. 44 after the hour, when we continue, yes, more on COVID as the Talk Radio Review does continue.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Pancreatic cancer is the most lethal cancer in the human body, with overall 5-year survival rates at just about 7%. There are no telltale signs for pancreatic cancer, and according to Dr. Santhi Swarup Vege, symptoms like weight loss, abdominal pain, jaundice, and appetite loss are nonspecific.
Usually these people will have indigestion, acid reflux, before finally somebody thinks of doing a CT scan, and by that time it's already late.
Dr. Vege says treatments can be any combination of surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and endoscopic procedures.
If it is localized to the pancreas, and if it is not involving the major structures, then the best treatment, of course, is resection.
While a standard screening test doesn't exist, Mayo Clinic researchers are diligently working to create early screening opportunities. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
How do we raise kids who can survive this mad, mad world and make it better?
You know, being grateful is like armor because it keeps in mind the fact that you're not alone.
What happens when kids don't know they're loved?
I hated everything. I hated the whole world.
And how do you help kids recover when somebody hurts them?
There is a poison in the world called resentment.
I'm Carol Lloyd, and this is Like a Sponge, Great School's podcast for parents about the science of how kids flourish. This season, we take a sharp turn into the land of character. That stuff inside us that makes us strong, kind, brave, resilient. That stuff we want our kids to have an unlimited supply of before they inherit this divided nation we grown-ups have created.
Like a Sponge is distributed by PRX Radio and is available on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The People List this week, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. At talkers.com, you can find these lists every week. You can find Talkers TV, Talkers Radio. At number 10 this week on the People List, Rudy Giuliani. Mark Esper is at number 9. President or former President Obama is number 8 because of his memoir being released. Dr. Fauci is 7. Kamala Harris is 6. All the people in the runoff in Georgia are 5. Mitch McConnell and the people in the Senate who are trying to get a focal point on let's get some relief going here. Number 3, Bill Barr, the Attorney General. Number 2, Donald Trump. Now, isn't it interesting? This week, for the first time in literally years, Trump's not number one. Joe Biden is. Joe Biden, the president-elect, like it or not, that's the position that he's in, and he's number one on the people list at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing the people in the story list here every week on The Countdown. All right, so it's another record week for virus cases. The cases hit the first Caribbean cruise since the pandemic started, so they're not going to do that much for that business, at least at the moment. The Sea Dream 1, 66 crew and 50 passengers. That's it?
Well, it's the reduced capacity. It's not a very large ship.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know who thought it would be a good idea in November to
Nobody
get on a cruise
sense.
Ship.
Yeah.
And it's mostly Americans, too. So.
Yeah, right. So why can't we model what we're doing after New Zealand? Have you noticed how novel and this is a model of...
you know why we can't do what New Zealand is doing. New Zealand is teeny tiny. I mean, think about how many hundreds of millions more people we have than New Zealand. I mean, it's almost impossible to compare the two. It'd be much easier to contain a virus in a postage stamp compared to a shopping mall, and that's kind of what you're comparing.
We get back to the basics of the mask. I noticed that there was a description of what the best masks are. Find the one that won't let less than one micron out of the mask, and you're all set.
We have to stop expecting that government, and we should be fair, because if it is Joe Biden, we have to stop expecting.
No, right. It's personal responsibility.
No, but we have to stop expecting that government can solve this. Government cannot solve this. It can't. It's a virus.
Individual activities and responsibility, that's what it does. What does it? I think you're right. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time now at 53 after the hour for Tech Talk. And this is the overview when we get to the end of the week of the hottest items, the top five tech stories of the week, as garnered by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, the announcer during this portion of the program. So I'm going to announce number five, and Victoria is going to tell us what the hot tech gifts are so far listed for the holidays.
Yep. Well, we're already into holiday shopping, and so this year is going to look a little bit different. NPD Group, which tracks sales of consumer products, says to expect a holiday filled with non-sexy products like computer monitors, external mice, keyboards, and even routers. So essentially, the trend is everyone's working from home. Most people are still working from home. A lot of kids are still doing distance learning, and essentially, families are stocking up on items that will make all of that easier. Router sales are up 50%, computer monitors are up 80%, and big screen TVs are up 35%. So NPD says that the biggest holiday gift this year will be the next generation video consoles from Sony and Microsoft. So that'll be the Sony PlayStation 5 and Microsoft's Xbox 5. New iPhones, which are generally not considered gifts, people usually buy them for themselves, those are actually predicted to be the biggest sellers of the holiday, along with Apple AirPods and other headsets. So if you are in the market for a new TV, this is actually a great time to buy one. The most popular size now in America is 65 inches, and they will be priced as low as $250 because they're so heavily discounted right now. So it's actually a great time of year. One thing that will be difficult to get a hand to get a hold of will be laptops. Those are have been selling out throughout the year. So other than that, looks like boring computer stuff.
All right, number four. What's going to happen to the streaming platform that belongs to Viacom, which owns CBS?
Right. So Viacom CBS is rebranding the streaming service CBS All Access, which I think most people are familiar with at this point. We've heard of it. But it's going to be called Paramount Plus. And this will be starting in 2021. It's a revamped streaming version. It will carry live sports, including NFL games that air on CBS, live news, thousands of films and TV shows. They're going to have other networks in there like Nickelodeon, MTV, BET, Comedy Central, and then everything that's from the current and back log of programming from CBS. So this is they already have right now on the free version of this called Pluto TV. They have about 28 million active users. That is free to use, but you have to sit through a bunch of ads. So Paramount Plus will be the premium service, and that will start up next year when you see the name change of CBS All Access. That's when you'll see the revamp of Paramount Plus.
Because Paramount has its own cable channel now, they have a lot of exclusive Paramount stuff on that channel alone. Number three, the Boring Company isn't so boring.
That's right. Elon Musk has the Boring Company, and this is the tunnel digging venture that he's been working on. His next project looks like it's going to be in Austin, Texas, where his other venture, Tesla, has announced that Austin will be the site for the next factory for making the electric cars. So the Boring Company is actually looking at the soil content, and apparently it's very favorable, and so they've actually started posting some jobs, and they'll be hiring 5,000 workers at an average salary of $47,000. So that's the next big thing that's going to hit Austin.
There you go. Number two, Uber's rolled out something new.
Uber is rolling out a new feature that lets customers book a ride 30 days in advance. It's called Uber Reserve. It's not completely new. It's just now in its own, it has its own name and it has its own section in the app. Lyft, the main competition for Uber, they also have a similar thing that lets you book 7 days ahead. But to be able to book 30 days ahead is really helpful for people who, you know, want to book a trip to the airport if people are flying, or if you want to book a car for a medical appointment or whatever. A lot of people use Uber and Lyft for that. So Uber Reserve has kicked off this week in 20 cities, and they are going to roll out as fast as they can because Uber has taken a huge hit with the pandemic. So they want to make sure that they get some of that business back.
Lyft is certainly, All right, number one this week, Ring recalling their doorbells. This is, wow, this is, look at the numbers here.
Yep, 350,000 Ring doorbells have been recalled. These are the second generation, and 8,700 of them were also sold in Canada. These are $100 doorbells. They're sold on, this is owned by Amazon. They're sold on the Ring's website between June 2020 and October 2020. So if you have a new Ring doorbell, go onto the website and see what they want you to do because you will have to change the screws. The danger here is that some of them have caught fire. So if you don't want your house to burn down, make sure you know the serial number on the back of your Ring camera. And
are there listeners out there who would like to have their house burned down?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, good to know, Victoria.
Happy
Victoria.
Hunting.
Yes, right. Yeah, it's 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hurricane Iota rapidly gaining strength after becoming the 13th hurricane of the Atlantic season, with dangerous winds and rains expected to pound Nicaragua and Honduras, countries already clobbered just over a week ago by Hurricane Eta. The National Hurricane Center warning it would likely be an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm when it approaches the Central American mainland late tomorrow. Washington Governor Jay Inslee announcing new restrictions on businesses and social gatherings for the next 4 weeks as part of the state's efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
Average daily cases in our state have doubled just in the last 2 weeks. It cannot go on like this. We have to get this under control, or our medical system will soon be overwhelmed.
Starting at 12:01 Tuesday, a host of businesses must close their indoor services, including fitness facilities and gyms, bowling centers, and movie theaters. Retail stores, including grocery stores, must limit indoor capacity to 25%. Indoor social gatherings with people from more than one household are also prohibited unless attendees have either quarantined for 14 days before the gathering or tested negative for COVID-19 and have quarantined for 7 days. By Wednesday, restaurants and bars will be limited to outdoor dining and to-go service. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the efforts of the Trump administration has put into sustaining peace into the Middle East and prosperity for Israel are maintained as the president works to retain the White House. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this past week, Pompeo says they've worked hard to restrict weapons development in Iran.
We put sanctions on them. We've made it more difficult for them to expand their terror regime. We've made clear they're not going to get a nuclear weapon. It's simply not going to be possible for them, putting deterrence back in place.
At the Masters, Dustin Johnson won his first green jacket, tapping in for par on the 18th for a 4-under-68. This is SRN News.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Emirates Group, the owner of the Middle East's biggest air carrier, has reported it lost $3.8 billion in the first half of the year.
It's the first net loss in over three decades after the coronavirus pandemic wiped out air travel. The state-owned company says revenue for its Dubai-based airline, Emirates, had dropped 75% to $3.2 billion from the same period a year ago. The decline came even with this year's 52% reduction in operating costs and rise in cargo traffic.
Jeremy House reports the slacking demand for air travel forced Emirates Group to lay off tens of thousands of workers. The long-haul carrier parked its planes for 2 months as the virus-induced lockdowns took hold around the world. Peru's interim president announced his resignation as the nation plunged into its worst constitutional crisis after Congress ousted the nation's popular leader. No clear playbook on what comes next. More at townhall.com. A dog miraculously survives a plunge off a 70-foot cliff in Texas.
The chocolate lab named Stout lived up to its name after falling off a bridge overlooking Austin. An emergency medical service called the rescue of the pet a scary story with a happy feel-good ending. Stout wound up being rescued by paramedic Bob Luddy, who happened to be nearby doing some rope training and heard some shouts for help. When he rappelled down the cliff face, the dog was found alive at the bottom, mostly unharmed. Luddy said the dog must have fallen about 70 feet and hit a few branches and bushes on the way down. Patrick Frost reporting.
South Carolina investigators are busy following a tragic accident earlier this morning. A car going the wrong way on I-385 caused a wreck that killed five people in two cars that were trapped in the wreckage in Lawrence County. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
U.S. only.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Seems like only moments ago, Michael, we spend such pleasant moments together. It seems like we were just doing this for last week. But here we are with the charts for the week of November the 9th to the 13th as we get ready for Thanksgiving. Election's over. Not much going on. Everybody's feeling good.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
oh, wait a minute. That's the headline from next month. I'm sorry.
No, that's a headline from 10 years ago.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Happy days are here again. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll go through the stories and the people list first of all and have our usual or unusual anecdotal conversation about what's going on. Michael has been quoted widely this week in lots of publications having to do with the future of Rush Limbaugh and Donald Trump and whether one can replace the other. I'll let you worry or think about that for a moment or two as Michael goes through the list. First of all, what do we have, Michael?
Well, we certainly have had an interesting week. Aren't you glad that the election is over and there's no more discussion? I mean, we were all suffering from
nothing
anxiety.
To yeah, we're right.
Figuring, okay, when the election's over, we can get down to worrying about the other problem, right. COVID-19.
We already this week, there are three candidates for president in 2024. We got three folks working.
Who are we talking about?
Trump. Cruz. Well, there you have right. Trump. Trump, Cruz,
Trump.
And Marco Rubio. Or
Marco Rubio and Cruz.
Yeah,
There are two guys that should be ashamed of themselves as human beings and as, to use an old expression, I don't mean this in the sexist way, as men. After the things that Donald Trump said about them, that they could be such sycophantic suck-ups.
Yep,
to him.
Jump on the bandwagon. As well, how is that different from what Kamala Harris said about Joe Biden? Think about that. The things, the horrible things that she said about him. And then you look at her horrible record in Los Angeles and how she's bought and paid for by whoever it is at the moment that says, okay, we'll give you some money for your campaign. That's the way she goes. I see that on both sides, but you're right about those two guys. What a
couple. No, you're right about you're absolutely right about Kamala Harris as well.
Right.
You're absolutely right. I think we have to have a better memory about that. I mean, the old saying that politics makes for strange bedfellows. If you can't believe what politicians say when they're under stress, when they're in debates, when they're in the battle, then you can't believe anything they say.
Mm-hmm. And why should you?
But particularly some of the things that Cruz, Rubio, I don't know.
He's just a lightweight. My expression for Cruz, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz. That's right. The way I look at it with him.
Rubio reeks of lightweightedness.
Yes.
I mean, said, little Marco. I mean, he reeks of being a lightweight.
Yeah.
Cruz, on the other hand, has a tremendous amount of gravitas. Mm-hmm. And I remember distinctly him calling the candidate Trump a narcissistic sociopath or something along those lines.
Pretty close.
I mean, you know, the guy insulted his wife's looks.
Yeah.
The guy accused his father of being involved in JFK's assassination.
Is there anything he didn't do?
How do you overcome that and suddenly support him? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. But in terms of the candidates for president in 2024, I think the front runner on the GOP is clearly Kanye West.
And, absolutely. The fourth person. I forgot about him.
Yeah, don't forget about Kanye West. Mm-hmm. But Trump is, without question, at this moment, things will probably change. Yeah. But at this moment, you have to see Trump as the leader of a major constituency in America. And
that could be enhanced by his owning some cable TV channel and replacing Rush Limbaugh and stuff like that, if he's able to pull that off.
Yeah, I don't think he'll replace Rush Limbaugh. And I was quoted very boldly.
Yes.
Made a lot of waves in the Los Angeles Times. And if I could find that story, I will read my quote sometime during the program today. I don't have it at hand at the moment.
I had it. So maybe I can find it.
Maybe you could even read it for us. and you can also do my voice.
Be just a look just like you, sound like you.
Well, looking like me. I don't think anybody could look like me right now because I don't look like me right now. I see my reflection in the glass or in the mirror and I go, oh my God.
Haircut time.
Yeah.
Let's go through the list.
Number 10, mental health and conservative cable TV news channel war. At number 9, climate change and Hurricane Ida. At number 8, race relations and police reform. Number 7, the education crisis. Number 6, the economy. Number 5, Pentagon changes and the celebration of Veterans Day this past week. At number 4, the Supreme Court of the United States and the Affordable Care Act. Number 3, COVID-19 stats and projections, vaccines, the hospital crisis, healthcare, masks, social distancing, all that stuff. Number 2, the Georgia runoffs and recount. Georgia is at the epicenter of American politics as we speak. And number 1, the presidential election aftermath. The 10 most talked about people, wanting to go through them real fast.
Please.
Rudy Giuliani at 10, Mark Esper at 9, number 8, Barack Obama, number 7, Tony Fauci, Dr. Tony Fauci, the aforementioned Kamala Harris at number 6, number 5, Raphael Warnock, Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue, and John Ossoff. It's from the Georgia special election. Mm-hmm. Number 4, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley. Number 3, Bill Barr. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. And that's the way it stacks up in one of the craziest weeks since the crazy week before and the crazy week before.
The crazy week before that. Exactly. All right. Speaking of before And now, I've been talking a lot over the last 3.5 years about a product that is, when you get the information, almost unbelievable because it is as good as it is. It works so well. The product I'm talking about is Kellitrin. It's a natural weight loss formula that works so well. 86% of the people that go on to this program lose the weight, and another 80% keep it off. Stay on the program for 6 months, and you're home free. If you pay attention to the directions, you have a consultant available when you go to toploss.com. That's the Kellitrin website. When you go to that website, you can click on to a connection you can make with somebody there at Kellitrin that will stay with you as you go through your weight loss process. It's really cool. So many reasons to choose Kellitrin for healthy weight loss. Go to toploss.com. It's a product made in the United States. It's approved by the FDA, a perfect supplement. It really is for everybody in the family. So check it out. The clinical studies prove what I am saying. They are all published at the Kellitrin website, toploss.com. And when you're checking out, after you've been convinced to try this program, you'll pay for 3 months of supply, and you get 6 months for your effort. How about them apples? It's kind of the BOGO deal at toploss.com. Buy three, get three free. It is a good six-month program because you not only lose the weight, train the body to keep it off. That's toploss.com, and when you're checking out, use the discount code DJV. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you make sure you get the best deals on all, and there's no hidden fees, no recurring plans, none of that stuff. That's toploss.com, promo code DJV.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sale alert at Banana Republic Factory. Take up to 75% off everything, plus an extra 40% off. Save on comfy faves like cozy sweaters, soft hoodies, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. The Friends and Family event's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 50% off everything right now. Plus, shop new doorbusters, including our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt, from $20. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com now through November 12th.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Back with Michael Harris, and I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So one of the things that wasn't much discussed this week was the hurricane, even though it is number 9 on our story list. The damage from that hurricane, other hurricanes. I guess if we weren't in the cycle we're in, Michael, it might have gotten, well, you like that?
I know.
If we weren't in the cycle we were in, Michael, we would be talking more about this. Although, talking about, I mean, is the inference when we talk about things that we, through conversation, make them better? And I don't know how you make things better.
Yeah, if we talk more about the hurricane, we could get it to stop. We could be like George Norrie or Art Bell. We'll focus on diffusing the hurricane.
Right. That's an Uri Geller line. Actually, they got that. They got that from Uri because that's Uri's thing.
Yeah. Anyway. I often wonder if everybody in the world, all the billions of people that lived on the world, all focused on a candle being blown out, whether it could happen or not. But you can't, it's hard to pull that off. But go on.
U.S.
Well, no, I just think that there are a couple of things that got soft shrift this week because of COVID. They've gotten short shrift for months because of COVID and the presidential election.
No question.
And even to a point, Black Lives Matter. But that is one of them. And Veterans Day this past week, I'm going to share with you, if I may. I want to use this platform. It's really your time. But if you don't mind, I'm going to share a thought with you that I had on the air, and I've repeated it three or four times because I find it so damned outrageous. Maybe some other people will take it. There was a study done of what was the Defense Department, the Pentagon, and its forerunners since America became a country. And over the years, every single suggestion that was ever made by anybody who was running the Pentagon or in the military-industrial complex has every single suggestion of spending money for any new toy, new tool, new weapon, new plane, new boat, new whatever it is, every single one of them have been funded. Even if the military didn't want them, they were funded. You remember stories in the last 10, 12 years about planes that nobody wanted and they still got built? Well, compare that much money being spent and what we know of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Defense Department, and then look at the plight of veterans who are in pathetic shape in physical terms, mental, emotional terms, and we continue to harp on it, and yet nothing really is being done. Trump said, we're going to fix this. He didn't. The guy before that, Obama, we're going to fix it. They didn't. It hasn't been fixed. It hasn't even been addressed. They just use these people for a backdrop for their campaign, and they forget about it. It is the biggest disgrace in the United States of America, as far as I'm concerned. So there. You've heard my thought.
No, that thought was expressed on these on talk radio this week on Veterans Day.
Yeah. Well, why does it need to be expressed on more than Veterans Day? But maybe at least that's a start.
Yeah.
All right, we go back to the story list here with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Staples has this year's must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods Pro are just $194. You save $55.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Get the most wonderful deals on gifts this holiday at Staples.
Ends 11/14. In-store only. Limit 2. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, back to our conversation here about the Week in Review from the World of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, who runs Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio business, has Talkers Radio and Talkers Television at talkers.com.
We were talking about Veterans Day and Hurricane Ian and other things that didn't get a lot of attention. I don't think the Obama memoir got his number 8 on our people list. I'm not sure that got a lot of attention this week. And one wonders why they would release that, the publisher would release that now rather than, let's say, after the inauguration. What do you suppose was special about now, unless people want to buy it as a Christmas gift for others they know that want to read about Obama?
You just answered the question. Christmas, now's the perfect time to put books out that are high profile
for
the Christmas season, the Christmas market. Mm-hmm. Remember, a book is a product. It's a product, you know?
Right.
And imagine how many people will buy the Obama book for somebody that they know who loves Obama. Because most people don't buy books.
Are you interested in reading it?
I personally am not a big fan of memoirs and political books of that nature. I would skim it. I'd read some of it. If I found it fascinating, I'd read it cover to cover, but I doubt I would.
You know what I found? There was a book, actually my daughter has it, a pictorial by the guy who was the official photographer during Obama's campaign, during his time in office. Mm-hmm. It's like a big coffee table book. And I have read it when I go to my daughter's house. I pick it up and I spend a few moments each time going through some of the pages. And I find it enchanting, maybe is the right word for it, to see the things that go on and to see the real person, whether these are shots, you think these are shots that are taken for the book. I don't know. They just capture something. And most presidents do stuff like that. I just think that there's a human side to these people that we don't often see because often they don't let us see who they really are and, who really is Barack Obama. Who really is Donald Trump? Do we really know who Donald Trump is after these 4 years? We think we do, but do we really? Did we know Barack Obama for his 8 years? Or is he really somebody different? I throw that out there because I wonder. I mean, you could say that about anybody. Listen to these guys on the radio. Do we really know who they are? Do they become revealing? Does it depend on their personality? Yeah, I suppose it does. What do you think, Michael?
I think that I know who everybody is.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All you have to be is, hey, you're friends with, who'd you say, Uri Geller?
Yes, Uri's one of my best friends.
You have to be clairvoyant, and then you can know everything. I think we all, and actually what I'm saying is ridiculously wrong, I think we all know Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave that to however people want to interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
You could say anything about Donald Trump, and half the people in this country will interpret it one way, and half the people will interpret it another.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he cares? Do you think Trump cares what people think about him?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think he's obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is obsessed with his image. I think he's obsessed with his reputation. I think that he's obsessed with his profile and being in the spotlight more so than any other human being in our lifetime.
Mm. It's really interesting to go. I'm looking at the Obama memoir. One of the places he addresses his presidency's role in Trump's rise to power, he writes, it was as if my very presence in the White House had triggered a deep-seated panic. For millions of Americans spooked by a black man in the White House, he promised an elixir for their racial anxiety. Hmm. That's pretty, and that's a big statement.
Yeah.
You get right down to it.
Being an African-American president was probably just as difficult as it was for Jackie Robinson being an African-American Major League Baseball player.
Mm-hmm. Was it just as difficult for JFK being the first Catholic president?
No, not really.
No, it was color of skin that's more important than religion. It's an interesting observation. I think you're right, though. It's 28 past the hour. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
How do we raise kids who can survive this mad, mad world and make it better?
You know, being grateful is like armor because it keeps in mind the fact that you're not alone.
What happens when kids don't know they're loved?
I hated everything. I hated the whole world.
And how do you help kids recover when somebody hurts them?
There is a poison in the world called resentment.
I'm Carol Lloyd, and this is Like a Sponge, Great School's podcast for parents about the science of how kids flourish. This season, we take a sharp turn into the land of character, that stuff inside us that makes us strong, kind, brave, resilient, that stuff we want our kids to have an unlimited supply of before they inherit this divided nation we grown-ups have created.
Like a Sponge is distributed by PRX Radio and is available on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Moving back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Okay, so I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that you had been quoted in the press. The Los Angeles Times had quite an interesting, involved overview of where Trump goes from here as to being a talk host, radio, TV. So what'd you say?
Well, certainly, it's all part of a bigger story that we call the cable TV wars. There's the prospect of Rush starting his own cable network. He has a grudge and a battle
going
on.
You mean Trump?
I meant Trump.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, it's okay.
He has a battle going with Fox right now. He's been tweeting disparaging remarks about them. You've got Newsmax TV and One America News Network, OAN, vying for that constituency to the right of Fox News, which has been moderated a little bit, modified a bit, and their base is all upset. That being said, there's speculation that Trump will start his own network or get a job on the television or maybe radio. And then within that realm, they're talking about him possibly being a replacement for Rush, who inevitably is going to have to vacate his position, which is the top position in American talk radio, noon to three every day, East Coast time. And they asked me, what do I think of that? And here's what I said. With all due respect for the president, he cannot hold a candle to Rush. When it comes to the demands and expectations of doing a high-profile daily three-hour talk show, which requires hours of prep per day, an original take on the issues, and the ability to connect the complex dots of presenting a thesis and then setting about supporting it in a cogent manner. Trump is a showman. But what Rush listeners expect is a much more sophisticated and nuanced approach to creating a meaningful listening experience than what it takes to hold court and mug over a campaign rally before thousands of adoring followers. And basically what I'm saying is, you know, doing a radio show is more than just having a high profile or having a political opinion. There's an art to doing radio, and Rush is a master of it, and he also works hard. I can't imagine Trump vamping for 3 hours on the radio every day and the listeners eventually finding anything in it that...
It would have to be, if it were to be successful, I don't think it could be 3 hours, 2 hours maybe, and it would have to be caller-driven. But can he come up with, you listen to the last 4 years or those people who lived in New York or been around Trump, he's pretty simplistic and pedantic in what he says about most anything. He's the generalization. You listen to some of the rallies that he has, and other than spending time making fun of people, what he did, maybe the audience would like that. Whether it lasts for a long time, I think you're right on. I think there are a lot of people who would like to hear him on the radio, and I know the people that run the network that Rush is on would love to have the support of that audience ongoing. And is there anybody that can hold it other than Trump? The answer to that is a frank no, not even close. And they know that too. So is it worth it to spend $100 million to hold on to that audience? Maybe to try it even? But what do they have? Well, they only have $100 million to lose.
Well, they don't have $100 million. Right now, radio is hurting. Mm-hmm. And there's no question it would lose. And I'm not a pollster. I'm just simply saying I'm an expert on radio. Trump would not make it on radio in the grueling series of doing a five-day show, whether it's 2 or 3 hours. It's not in his nature. You see them coming.
I don't think he's that deep, Frank. That's what I was saying. I think he comes up with these simplistic things. When he's talking about people, he's a wonderful guy. But what does he really know about the issues, and what does he really
know? Well, that's
know
the whole
about?
Thing. The thing that makes Rush Limbaugh a success is one of the tenets upon which his success is built is that every day he has a very original take on the issues and the news, original angles, whereas Trump's entire take is gotten from conservative talk radio and television.
Talking points.
He doesn't come up with original concepts. Mm-hmm. He gets his talking points from guys like Rush or Sean.
Yeah. Levin. Levin has been the source of lots of stuff, as you know, that because of whatever he does during his day job, the stuff that he does that sends things along to both Sean and to Rush to talk about on the air. I'm going to reflect a little bit on my own personal experience with Rush. When he and I were first started, he started in August of 1988. I started doing my morning program, the network program, which we've grown to with the DJV show, in October of that year. So he and I have been on the air the longest of anybody doing Monday through Friday syndicated radio programs. And I remember, because at the same time I was doing the morning program, starting it, I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at WCKY. Mm-hmm. And after Rush had been on the air for a year or so, they hatched an idea for him to go out around the country and do evening concerts, they call them. His evening, you know, he'd get dressed up in a tux and he'd go talk about the stuff. It didn't take him long for, you know, within the first year he really grabbed the audience because, as you have said so eloquently, he knew how to talk to the audience in a way that people say, who is this guy? What in the world is this all about? They had the Rush rooms and all of this stuff. People were immediately attracted to the way he entertained and informed. So when he came to Cincinnati, I worked with him for 3 days. I was basically his handholder, his mentor, not his mentor, but I was the guy that was supposed to, according to the manager of the radio station, make sure Rush was okay while he was in town. I did. And we spent a lot of time together, and I remember, to your point of being prepared, he would go in, he'd say, give me a room, where can I go in the morning? He'd come in at 8 o'clock, and he would go into the studio, and he'd bring in all of his newspapers and clippings and things, and he had a razor blade. And he would cut things out of newspapers, and he would get things off the wire. At that time, there was still paper being used to present. And that's what he did for the entire 4 hours before he went on the air at noon.
Absolutely.
He spent putting all of what he wanted to talk about together. That was what he did.
And another thing that he doesn't do, he doesn't run off his mouth when he's not prepared.
No.
I've seen cases where Rush has avoided talking about hot topics because he's not prepared. Mm-hmm. He would rather. Now, I don't agree with everything he says. I'm not saying he's right.
Agree with it.
But he's prepared. He has a basic knowledge of the facts, and it takes tremendous work to do that.
Yeah.
I don't see focus. Trump is the opposite. Trump can't get his advisors. They can't get his attention when they give him presidential briefings.
Yeah, he's got a lot of distractions. Okay, well, I think he did a great job in overviewing and telling a story. Would we like to see? I think it'd be exciting for a while, kind of fun. But does it last?
As somebody who defends the integrity and the history of the radio industry, I never like it when people get high position jobs based on their high profile.
I guess they don't last because they're not any good at it because they don't understand how to do it. There are a few exceptions to that, like Gordon Liddy, maybe. But
Gordon was an exception.
Yeah.
Ed Koch was an exception in New York City.
Yeah.
On television, Jerry Springer really turned a political career into a shtick that was kind of fun for a while.
Yeah.
And you know, Jerry Springer is a very intelligent man when you talk to him outside of that realm. But for the most part, they come, they go. They don't. You know, Mario Cuomo is one of the biggest disappointments in talk radio, the great orator.
That's all he was an orator. Yeah, he didn't have the ability. He wasn't himself. I will tell you this, and self-serving as it may sound, you pretty much, when you hear me on the air, you hear who I am. I am who I am, and that's what comes across. Same to a point with Limbaugh, although I do remember once a reporter was grilling him on something he said. Do you really believe that? And I think his response was something like, hey, man, I'm in the entertainment business. I'm a showman. This is a show. So does he believe everything he says? I don't know. Who knows? But you can't take away from him the fact. You remember the original stuff when it was sort of the Gorbasms and the stuff, the crazy things that he got away with. That's why people went to him originally. It wasn't because of his political point of view, although that didn't hurt. But he was so, you know, he spent a lot of time with the producers coming up with silly bits, sound that was used on the air that made the radio program that much more entertaining. And let's face it, if you aren't entertaining, no one is going to listen to you. Period. End of story.
Not in radio, no.
You got to
grab them. Yep. But you got to bring something to the table as well. You really do. You got to be entertaining, and you got to provide what's called takeaways.
Yeah.
Entertainment alone is not going to get you respect.
And again, please forgive me if it sounds self-serving. What I just said about
you're saying that a lot
Day,
this morning. Just say, hey, I'm
just
great.
I'm thinking about what you said. You're prompting me to have a response. And so I said about the Defense Department and the military and comparing that or putting it into the Veterans Day thing, that's a thought that goes someplace. It gets people. It gets two people, and they talk about it. Do you realize yada yada? And that's what you want. You want people to think about what you're saying, and maybe do something about it. So that's the kind of stuff you look. Anyway, I think that back to you and your comments. It was very well put, and sort of maybe that will set the tone for what goes on, because the people who run these networks, listen, don't kid yourself. I'm saying you're not kidding yourself, but the people who run these networks listen to you, pay attention to what you have to say. So somebody in the big office, wherever the big wherever the big office is, says, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't be spending that money on Trump if he comes to us. You know,
oh, I got tremendous response to that comment from leaders in the radio industry.
Did you?
What did they say? It was all positive.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't solicited. I didn't send it out and say, hey, what do you think?
No, you don't do that. It's there for people to read.
Especially the Rush camp. They were very pleased. Because, come on, Rush Limbaugh might be in his dying days. He's got to read in the papers that the President of the United States is circling around his final days to inherit his audience.
Yeah.
Makes me sick.
And not having earned it or worked for it.
Exactly.
Rush worked for every listener he has. And so does anybody else who's successful in this. 45 past the hour. Speaking of success, the biggest and best company in America making bedding, sheets, pillows, mattresses is, you know who it is. It's MyPillow. You've heard everybody on the air. All these people were talking about, they've been talking about MyPillow for years. And so have I. MyPillow is known to my audience as something that is to be respected. Not just because of a good product, but because the guy who did it is someone who started from scratch. He was a drug addict. He was down and out. He was done. You read his book, he was ready to commit suicide, practically. And then somehow or other, this idea came to him. He put this all together. Now he's got a thriving American business, 1,500 employees, making pillows and the like around the clock at the factory in Minnesota. What a great American story. And you can take advantage of their success right now. Best prices ever on the standard queen and king size premium My Pillows. Save 2/3 off the original price. Wow. You can buy for $30 what you used to be able to buy for $70. That's the deal with all these pillows. That's why they call it MyPillow.com. And to make it even better, the folks at My Pillow are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. It's not 60 days. It's all the way to next March. Buy them now. Use them. You don't like them? Turn them in. Get your money back. That's the guarantee that's solid, ironclad at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. At checkout, use the promo code DJV for these special deals. DJV at MyPillow.com. The People List this week, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. At Talkers.com, you can find these lists every week. You can find Talkers TV, Talkers Radio. At number 10 this week on the People List, Rudy Giuliani. Mark Esper is at number 9. President or former President Obama is number 8 because of his memoir being released. Dr. Fauci is 7. Kamala Harris is 6. All the people in the runoff in Georgia are 5. Mitch McConnell and the people in the Senate who are trying to get a focal point on let's get some relief going here. Number 3, Bill Barr, the Attorney General. Number 2, Donald Trump. Now, isn't it interesting? This week, for the first time in literally years, Trump's not number 1. Joe Biden is. Joe Biden, the president-elect, like it or not, that's the position that he's in, and he's number 1 on the People List at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing the people in the story list here every week on The Countdown.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years.
Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, so Michael Harrison, you every week do the MH interview, Michael Harrison interview. This week you salute a group. Who are you saluting?
I'm saluting the Broadcasters Foundation of America, which has been around for 70 years. It's a group of broadcasters that support broadcasters when they suffer from acute illness or tragedies or disasters. If a person works in radio or TV and they run out of money, they can't work, they're sick. It's not an unemployment agency. It's basically a charity that has kept a lot of people who have been radio and TV workers. We're not talking necessarily stars, although some of them are. They run into tough times. The Broadcasters Foundation is there. It really is geared to people in our business. But if people are interested in how radio and television operate, you get some good insights from it. So check it out, folks, at mhinterview.com.
You have someone that we all like, Harry Hurley. You're interviewing him, and Deborah Norville is on this as well,
right? Oh, yeah. Deborah Norville, Harry Hurley, and the president of the operation.
Yep. All right, check out the salute to the Broadcasters Foundation, mhinterview.com. You can find it also at talkers.com with all the news of the week from the world of News Talk Radio, including the story list and the people list. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here on The Countdown.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, continuing now with one of my favorites in the radio world and in life in general, a gentleman and a gentleman, smart lawyer too, Steve Wiseman, known as Stephen JJ to his friends. He's a college professor. What do your students call you? They call you Professor Wiseman, Mr. Wiseman, Attorney Wiseman, Steve Areno. What do they call you?
I make them call me Your Honor.
Yeah.
Professor.
The next step is for you to be a judge.
That ain't going to happen.
No. Well, that's all right. We can wish for it anyway. Yeah. Okay, so one of the reasons that Steve is here is because we want him to take a little view askance, if you will, some of the big stories according to Talkers Magazine this week. The number two story, the Georgia runoffs, the recount down there, and the legal challenges that continue in some places, whether they have merit or they don't. It is still a continuing saga, I guess that's the way to look at it, right, Steve?
Yeah, the whole election. Interestingly enough, the election went off pretty darn efficiently, particularly for being in a pandemic. I was really happy to see that. And just recently, the Department of Homeland Security even said that this was the most secure election in history. But it was relatively close, although the recounts, the last I saw, had popular vote Biden up by about 5 million votes. However, certain states were close, and there will be recounts, and that's within the president's rights or anyone else's rights. But nothing's going to change, and the arguments that there was fraud don't hold up. Interestingly enough, Senate President McConnell was saying how great the Republicans did in their Senate races and House races, and yet it's the same ballots that the president was on. So how can you have one set of ballots be not okay and the other one be okay? But in any event, it'll all clear out.
All right. Yep, that figure is much. Number five, actually number four, is the Supreme Court and its ruling or investigating the Affordable Care Act. Votes surprise you?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, one of the more interesting things, and here, you know, they actually haven't voted yet on it, but they did hear it. And uniformly, the judges were in favor of maintaining the act. And frankly, from a legal standpoint, it absolutely should not have been overturned. And even the conservative justices were of that bend. What was, to me, the most interesting thing was the basis for this, Congress had taken away the individual mandate. And then they later said that the whole thing should be struck down. Well, what Justice Roberts said, he said, well, what Congress wants us to do is do their work for them. If they wanted to do away with the Affordable Care Act, Congress could have done that. But they didn't. And they're leaving it up to us, being the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court's going to look at this thing as on a real legal basis. I mean, you had Justices Thomas and Kavanaugh and Roberts and Alito all showing on strict legal grounds why it should not be overturned. But it was interesting to me that they were critical of Congress, as they should have been.
Okay, let's see what other items here. Number eight on the story list is the continuing focus on police reform. More people I see that the father and son accused of killing that fellow Arbery are in court asking for a judge to consider their bond request. Boy, that takes a lot of chutzpah.
It does, but I mean, technically, as far as bond goes, it's to ensure that the defendants will show up for court. And so if they're not a Jeffrey Epstein, who's a flight risk, he's not quite a flight risk anymore.
Not a flight risk now, no. Uh-uh.
No. It's something I was going to get us both in trouble.
Oh, go ahead. No, come on.
Actually, flying his feet, haven't touched the floor in a long time.
You know, there are people who think that he and Maxwell already are on a beach somewhere in some island that nobody knows.
I teach media law among other classes, and the misinformation that people will accept. Maybe he's there with Elvis too, because Elvis apparently didn't know either.
So the police reform thing is just something that's got to go on. I think that's the issue for 2021.
Yeah.
I think,
you know,
the reforming
services. We've talked about
services.
This before. It's not a matter of, you know, no one's asking to get away, or few rational people are saying that we shouldn't have a police department, but we have to have a better trained police department.
Right, better, yep, absolutely. Stephen, J.J. Wiseman, college professor, and here with us every week on the Countdown to go through the legal aspects of some of our big stories.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. With the holidays coming up, Trump administration officials are warning people they need to be careful about the spread of the coronavirus over the Thanksgiving and winter in general, given a nationwide surge recently in cases. Admiral Brett Giroir, the Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary, says the COVID-19 numbers are very disturbing.
We really are in a critical situation today, with over 180,000 cases yesterday, hospitalizations up, mortality up.
On ABC's This Week, Giroir reiterated the advice that masks work.
They're highly protective against you spreading it to someone else, and we also know that it provides you protection from getting it from someone else. It's not just the little microbe, it's the droplets which the microbes hit to ride on.
Giroir says indoor places to eat and drink are the worst places to be right now. And with coronavirus cases soaring in North Dakota, Governor Doug Burgum has moved to allow the state's beleaguered hospitals to use infected but asymptomatic doctors and nurses to treat patients. Although hospitals pushed for the right, many nurses say it will make their lives even harder than they've been during the pandemic. The United States and Israel worked together to track and kill the senior al-Qaeda operative in Iran earlier this year.
According to four current and former U.S. officials, the two countries teamed up on the intelligence operation as the Trump administration was ramping up pressure on Iran. The U.S. provided intelligence to the Israelis on where they could find Abu Mohammed al-Masri, al-Qaeda's number two, while Israeli agents carried out the killing. Al-Masri was widely believed to have participated in the planning of the 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania and was wanted on terrorism charges by the FBI. Greg Clugston, The White House.
SpaceX's crew launched earlier tonight from Kennedy Space Center. They're going to reach the space station about Monday. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
One of the scientists behind the experimental coronavirus vaccine developed by BioNTech and Pfizer says he's confident it can halve the transmission of the virus, resulting in a dramatic curb of the virus's spread.
Professor Ugo Sahin, chief executive of Germany's BioNTech, says it's absolutely essential to have a high vaccination rate before next autumn to ensure a return to normal life next winter. Sahin says if everything continues to go well, BioNTech will start to deliver the vaccine end of this year, beginning of next year. Pfizer and BioNTech said last week that interim results showed the vaccine was 90% effective in preventing people from getting ill from COVID-19, though they don't yet have enough information on safety and manufacturing quality. Zaria Shakili, London.
And you can always check out more breaking news, and you can read the best analysis, because you can find them both at townhall.com. As coronavirus cases around the country continue to rise, some colleges and universities are urging students to stay on campus this year instead of visiting family for Thanksgiving.
Other colleges are asking those who do travel home consider finishing the semester remotely. Boston University said students who remain on campus will still have access to the residence and dining halls. A number of schools are actually stopping on-campus classes as of Thanksgiving. And when the students go home or leave campus, they won't return until the next semester. Patrick Foss reporting.
A wealthy Chinese pigeon racing fan put down a record price of $1.9 million for a Belgian-bred bird. Proof again that an age-old hobby in Western Europe identified with working-class men now has a new elitist foreign lease on life. Be sure to check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Time once again for us to enjoy life as it exists. Here's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits from News Talk Radio as compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. Here we have the ladies of the DJV program. Sounds rather sultry, doesn't it? The ladies of the DJV program. All right, well, Victoria Keelan is one of the ladies, and so is Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the top 10 items. You know, we always go through the charts from the week, the stories, but we never get to the people who are ancillary to the stories. So let's just, for the heck of it, spend a few minutes on the people list this week that's been published, starting at number 10 with Rudy Giuliani. Any comments from either of you? What else can you say about Rudy Giuliani other than he's Rudy Giuliani? Actually, he's looking very... I saw a picture of him. He looks really old. Have you noticed that? And then other than that, what is he bringing to the table for conversational purposes? He's just kind of... He's become a caricature of himself, don't you think? people
yeah,
don't.
I think in some ways, I think he's always been kind of a character. But I think obviously the reason he's on the list this week is because he's been one of the lawyers helping with the Trump campaign's legal fight in Pennsylvania, where they got a victory about some of the timing of some of the ballots received. So that's he's been out there and kind of at the forefront. People like to talk to him. And you're right. I think they like to talk to him because he is a character. So
was he involved in filing the lawsuits in Arizona? The argument there was that the votes were incorrectly counted.
I don't know. I think that he's actually been focusing on Pennsylvania, but I think broadly I think it's the campaign that's filing the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. So I think he's the one that's been on the ground in PA, but I'm sure he's part of the strategy about Arizona as well.
Well, just as an aside here, the number one item of the week, obviously, is the election aftermath. And the attorney general in Arizona says there's no evidence of any voter fraud there. And so it's not going to change the results.
Well, the Homeland Security, the cybersecurity and infrastructure, that agency that's part of Homeland Security, they had a whole coalition of federal, state, and electors or election directors, and they all said the same thing, that this is probably the most secure election we've ever had.
But they said because of foreign interference, they said it was the most secure election that we've had.
Right.
Keeping the foreign influence out this year. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah, okay.
Which was important. Yeah. But then a lot of those people, how many of those people now got fired from Trump, by Trump, from Homeland Security and that agency? There were several of them who got fired for saying that.
Well, that was before this statement. Was being made.
So,
I think it's different. I think what people are questioning here is not necessarily foreign interference this time. The question is what's happening within the country. And there have been troubling things that I've heard that, again, have very little to do with Trump and Biden and more about the security of our elections moving forward. Because as much as we want to just push forward and not think about this anymore, what I'm telling you right now, the stuff that I'm hearing, very, very critical. The fact that we've outsourced our voting machines out of the country, why in the world would we allow Serbia, Canada, and Venezuela?
Tell that story again for people who may not have heard it. That's a very important story. Tell that one again. You told it on the DJV program earlier in the week.
On another program that I host, I was talking to someone from the Election Integrity Project, and so she was saying, I asked her about Dominion, because we've heard a lot in the last week about Dominion voting systems, which seem to be the ones that are getting the most criticism. They're the ones that are being looked at the hardest, because there's been some complaints around those systems, and they're used, I think it's 27 states, so they're used all over the country in multiple counties. And if you voted in person and it looked like an iPad, chances are it's probably like a Dominion system. And so the person I was talking to said, well, that system is made, it's a company that's based in Canada, has ties to Serbia, and they're the ones that are doing our election. And the thing that was most surprising to me is that the results from the Dominion machines are not accessed by the county or the municipality where the contract is served. Instead, it's sent to Dominion, it's sent to the corporate office, and then a report, basically an overview, a summary of the voting results are then sent back to the state. Now, that's problematic because you're adding an extra layer of people, whether that's a conspiracy, whether it's totally on the up and up, to me it doesn't sound like the best process. And so I asked her, I live in LA County, I said, is this what Los Angeles says? And she says, no, LA did their own proprietary software, and this company that they contracted with is based in Venezuela. I looked this up, and sure enough, Smartronic, it talked about an AP, Politico talked about it, a controversial decision by Los Angeles County to contract with a Venezuelan company that has had security risks throughout the years, is the one that's now doing our vote. I just feel like we can do better, and we should not have to worry about political chess being played in our elections. We should be able to trust the fact that our vote is being cast, that our vote is being counted, and we move on. But instead, there are a lot of questions. And for me, the reason that this resonates is because there have been questions in my brain since 2018 in California when I watched the results of the election come in. There was a lot of stuff that just didn't make sense. And now it's happening on a national level.
Well, that's good to know, actually. I thought, going back to Arizona for a minute, what the Republican AG said there is that people split their ticket. People voted for Republicans down the ballot, but they didn't vote for Trump or Martha McSally, and that's the reality. Just because that happened doesn't mean it's fraud. And I think, it did happen quite a number of places around the country. So there is that's the tie between Rudy, or the tie-in, Giuliani and his involvement in the election aftermath here as we put the pieces together of the charts for the week of November the 9th to the 13th here. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on the Talk Radio Review.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, points, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license 56, and LSCC, license number 33.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Moving back into our focus on what's been going on in News Talk Radio world, I thought it was interesting to note, I just said these are the charts for the week ending November 13th. And this weekend, as this program airs, there is a free three-day online summit with a lot of expert sessions on facilitation and coaching and community building called How Leaders Lead. This had been planned for quite a long time, but as we've been talking about leadership and how people set the tone in their lives, we look to leaders and what are real leaders, and this is supposed to focus on all of that good stuff, and they're going to make a podcast out of it after it's all over. So something to think about with your time if you have it this weekend. All right, number nine on the people list, ladies, Mark Esper. Why would we be interested in him, Jennifer, Victoria?
Because he got fired. He got fired from the White
House. See you later, alligator.
Yeah, he was the Secretary of Defense that was walking around with his resignation letter in his pocket for the last couple of weeks. And that's because there was a big disagreement about the Insurrection Act between Mark Esper and President Trump. They were pretty much
what
on the same
page.
Act? The Insurrection Act is about the controls of the federal government when cities are under siege, essentially. So Portland,
how
Seattle.
Do you use
what the federal government's
soldiers.
Role is in
yeah.
that, correct. Or the mm-hmm. National Guard, really. Who can call for the National Guard? So there was a big disagreement. I think that President Trump was just waiting for the election to be over, and then he let him have it.
Right. Anybody make any – I didn't even know who this guy was. You know, a lot of times defense secretaries, good, bad, or indifferent, we all know who they are. I didn't – this guy's name didn't
Wasn't
really bother
this guy
me
like
at
a
all.
Fill-in from the last guy, though?
Well, I mean, everybody's a fill-in.
No, but I mean, like, but in the revolving door of the Trump administration, he was a fill-in for someone else who'd gotten fired, right?
I don't know if he was acting or if he had been confirmed yet. I'm not. You know what? That's a good question. I'm not sure. I think he was confirmed, but I'd have to look it up.
All right. Number 8 on the people list is Barack Obama. And what role did he play in getting his pal, friend, former sidekick elected to the White House? He took a long time to jump in. Was that sage on his part? He didn't want to tip the scale. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Was he effective?
I don't think he. I don't think he moved the needle, to be honest. And I think that's to Joe Biden's credit, because people, a lot of people in the beginning, didn't think that Joe could pull this off without Obama there, basically like running with him, and that was not the case. So.
Right. Remember when Obama was running against Hillary, and he would say in almost every rally, I don't know who I'm running against. Am I running against Bill? Am I running against Hillary? Because Bill was out there pounding the pavement for Hillary, and sometimes the two of them would show up together, and Barack made that.
Bill and Barack do not like each other at all.
I think that's actually softened. I don't think that that's the case anymore.
I think you may be right about that.
They couldn't even be in the same room together, from what I heard. I mean, that was how bad it was.
I think that was then, and this is now. I'm not sure that's true. No. All right, next person on the list is Dr. Fauci. What's happening to him under the Biden administration? Because he's been through, what, 4 different administrations? He's had basically the same job.
More than that, right?
At least.
More than that? Yeah.
Yeah. So why is he not a part of the soon-to-be Biden administration? Or is that just... Why?
Well, I think that right now, I think he has become, you know, Trump hates him, and he's become very controversial in for whatever reason. But I think that he's a bit of a hot potato right now. So I don't think that – I think it was smart that Biden didn't – I mean, he's going to be working with the new task force. All the data is being shared. So it's not like he's not involved. But maybe – who knows? Maybe after the inauguration, we'll see Fauci have a different position.
Is this the task force run by the guy who thinks we should be dead at 75?
Oh my God. That's not true. I'm far more.
I'm tweaking you now, Victor.
Are you QAnon now?
I am far more concerned with the fact that the guy wants to help the world before he helps America. That's what concerns me more than anything.
Who, Emmanuel?
Yeah, he wants to send the vaccine out to the world instead of America.
How could somebody really say that and mean it? I mean, how do you do
know.
That?
And that's a question. I also don't know how Joe Biden has not
really said that. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you can read his quote if you want.
I'm not being critical. I'm just saying
I don't know how Joe Biden has not put
that.
One epidemiologist around him on his coronavirus task force.
That's
he's
not
surrounded
sure. I
with,
saw, I
he's
saw
surrounded with
last
oncologists
night.
And professors.
There's an epidemiologist
ladies,
on the panel.
Time
the
for
panel.
A break. We continue in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. It's surgery to repair the valve leading to the largest chamber in your heart, the mitral valve.
Normally, when we do surgery, we'll make an incision in the front and go through the breastbone. That's called a sternotomy.
But for more than a decade, heart surgeons at Mayo Clinic, like Dr. Richard Daly, have also performed a less invasive mitral valve surgery using a robot.
We make small incisions over on the side between the ribs. We have the hands of the robot inside the chest. They are moved by a surgeon who sits at a console. The robot replicates that surgeon's movements. very precisely.
Patients treated robotically enjoy a more rapid recovery, and after performing nearly 1,000 of these procedures, the success rate at Mayo Clinic is 99%.
We get better visibility than with an open surgery technique, and we have equal movement of the hands and dexterity to be able to do the surgery.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into an overview of life in terms of the life of News Talk Radio this week. Every week we do this. The ladies from the DJB program, which we all work on together, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan here, spend the hour going through the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find these stories and people lists every week at talkers.com. where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So we're going through, we're taking a little different approach this week, taking the people list first, because oftentimes we don't get to it anyway, and relating that to some of the things that are on the story list. So number six on the people list is Kamala Harris, the vice president-elect. Very interesting. I had dinner last night with somebody from California, and they are Democrats, big-time Democrats, as a matter of fact. And they couldn't say enough bad about Kamala. This person was black that I was with last night, and I think you've said this, Jennifer. I don't know where else it's been echoed, that she was busy putting people, low-level drug users, marijuana
hundreds,
users, mostly blacks, by
the
thousands.
She has a lot of reckoning to do with that. That is,
she has. Here's what I think about Kamala Harris.
Why she even got on the ticket is what amazes me.
Because she's transactional and she can be bought. And so this is the thing with Kamala is that, and this is, you know, I think the right is trying to paint her as this person who is far left. And I think the reason they do it is because she is the farthest, she's the most progressive senator in the last 2 years. She's voted on the most progressive things. But she's doing that because that's who's paying her bills right now. She's owned by the far left. And that's what's disturbing to me. The problem is that coming up the ranks as Attorney General in California, she made a lot of really unpopular decisions with Democrats and Republicans based on who was funding her. So she, to get her numbers up for Attorney General, she went after young black men who couldn't afford to defend themselves, and she threw them in jail just so she could count arrests and prosecutions. Then when she had the opportunity to go after sexual offenders in the form of the former mayor, Mayor Filner in San Diego, who had 30 women with evidence say that he either raped or sexually assaulted them, she chose not to because they shared the same campaign manager. And then she had the opportunity to go after priests in the Catholic Church who also had a slew of accusations against
them. What kind of consciousness does a person like that have?
That's a lot of the problem. The problem is that happens with prosecutors across the country. And so that's one of the biggest, that was one of the biggest knocks. Well, that was one of the biggest knocks against her, even from within my party. I mean, I'm the only registered Democrat here. So within the party, that was a big knock on her because we want police reform and you have someone who's a prosecutor with a really bad record. So, you know, that to me is the biggest knock on her. Forget her personality, forget anything else. That's the biggest knock on her.
Yeah. Well, something to be said for that. Okay, let's keep moving here. Next up on the list, Raphael Warnock, Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue, John Ossoff.
The Georgia Senate races.
The Georgia runoff group,
Round zero.
The first week of January, right? Isn't that when
January
it is?
January 2nd, I think.
5th?
Yeah, right? Oh, is it the 5th? Whatever it is, it's the first week of January.
Early January, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know how this Perdue guy, I don't know, Doug, if you've been seeing him. He's the one who mocked Joe Biden for his stutter, and now the new ad about Chuck Schumer, and his opponent is John Ossoff, and they alter his nose. I mean, it was so anti-Semitic, it was ridiculous.
Ossoff is kind of
doesn't deserve to be mocked for having a Jewish nose and having it exaggerated in a cartoon.
He's had no job. He's 35 years old.
Perdue?
John Ossoff. He's 35. He's only ever run for office. He's run for like three offices. That's what he's done for his experiences, basically running and losing races. And so that's number one.
So how is he getting so close to Perdue that if he doesn't have
He really didn't. Problems? I mean, here's the thing. It's the Georgia rule because you have to get 50% plus one. I mean, he lost by 3 percentage points, which in this day and age in politics, politics is enough. The other guy is the one that I'm really concerned about. Warnock is like a total Marxist. He has talked about glowingly Fidel Castro.
How
he's obstructed
child like that
abuse cases.
In
he went to jail
Georgia.
For that.
That would be an interesting reality to know
because
more about him.
Georgia's right. A changing landscape.
28 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the overview of what's going on with World of News Talk Radio this week.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks to the dedication of the people of Shasta County, we are able to move more quickly through Phase 2 of California's COVID-19 reopening plan. As our friends and neighbors reopen their businesses, remember this carefully thought-out plan is necessary to continue to limit the spread of COVID-19, and following the reopening guidance is critical. We still need to do everything we can to protect our vulnerable neighbors. Those aged 65 and older or with underlying medical conditions should stay home as much as possible. Non-essential travel and mass gatherings are still not allowed at this time, and we all need to continue to practice social distancing. Wear masks when out in public, stay home when sick, and practice respiratory hygiene. To see a list of businesses that can reopen with modifications, go to ShastaReady.org and click on Roadmap to Recovery. Our continued dedication to reopening in a safe, controlled manner will help us beat COVID-19 and continue to move forward.
Going through the people list with a different approach, a little bit different approach to how we do this. Number four on the list, if you want to review of just joining us, Rudy Giuliani's at 10, Mark Esper 9, Barack Obama 8, Tony Fauci at 7, Kamala Harris at 6, all the people running in Georgia 5. So now we get down to Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley, two Republican senators, McConnell leader in the Senate. So what's the issue with the two of them?
Well, I think Mitch McConnell made some news this week because he gave a speech basically saying that the Republicans would support President Trump to try to certify the election results. He also has been talking a lot about the Georgia Senate races. And Grassley, I'm not sure why he would be next to Mitch McConnell on that list, but some of the Republican senators, and I actually agree with them, as much as I think we need to wait for the election to be over, since we don't have a certified winner at this point, I think that both Biden and Trump should be getting national security briefings. And Biden had not been getting national security briefings, at least to date. And so some Republicans are coming out saying he should be able to at least have access to the information. And I think that's fair. I mean, if we don't, I mean, until if we're waiting for a certified winner, and at in months or in years past, we have had one at this time and place, then I think both candidates should be getting the same updates and all of that so that they can plan for their either second term or for their first term. So I think some of the Republicans are making that argument, and I think they're right. I would imagine that's why Grassley is on the list. He's one of them.
Yeah. Okay. Number three, Bill Barr, the attorney general, who jokingly said something about the election, or at least he said, when reported in some of the mainstream, so-called mainstream news outlets, that he wasn't going to acknowledge that, or he said something about when President Trump is...
You're thinking of Mike Pompeo, actually.
Oh, yeah, that was Pompeo.
Oh, that's right, too. Sorry.
So Mike Pompeo said that he made it, he was kind of tongue-in-cheek, and he said, yes, we'll have a smooth transition of power to a second term of President
Trump.
Yeah, it
was just
very tongue-in-cheek, kind of laughed. The reason that you're hearing about Bill Barr is because this week Bill Barr said if there are, and he was pretty fair, he said if there are broad and widespread instances of voter fraud, we will prosecute them, but we need to make sure that they are documented and, and before we move forward on any of these. So it's not like a free-for-all throwing lawsuits at everybody or prosecutions at everybody. Instead, it's let's look and see what the legitimacy is. And I think that's what we want from the Department of Justice, to ensure our elections. I don't think we want to create evidence, but certainly we don't want to keep a blind eye to it as maybe we have in the past.
Right. Okay. That's good. That makes sense. Number two on the list is Donald Trump. First time he's been number two on the people list for eons, giving way to Joe Biden and the continuing focus on...
He hasn't said anything all week, that other than on Twitter.
Trump
has been... And they're telling him to do this on purpose because they want the legal arguments to play out, and they don't want him to step all over himself when it comes to what's being argued by many of his lawyers in the courtrooms, right? They don't want him to give away too much. They don't want him to make claims.
When you say give away too much, what does that mean?
Well, a lot of lawyers, when they go on TV, they'll never talk to you about the specifics of the case before the evidence is actually presented because they don't want to telescope, but they don't want to give the other side an opportunity to rebuff, right? They only allow what's discoverable, and basically that's what they talk about. But they don't talk about their argument, what their strategy is in arguing certain things with details and with evidence. So you don't want to get ahead of yourself before the stuff proceeds in the court. And I think if... I think there's a real effort to pull Trump back. Now, I actually think as a Trump supporter, he needs to be out there.
Too bad they didn't do that.
They say next week that there'll be some rallies, and actually in D.C. this weekend there's a big rally to support Trump. So,
why? But what's the purpose of it? Why would you?
I think to show people that they support him in the effort to make sure that everything was on the up and up.
Okay. Is it to make sure that, and I'm asking this not to be a rabble-rouser, but is it really to make sure everything's on the up and up, or to see if there isn't some way he can still win?
No, for me it's about making it on the up and up.
I know, for you.
I
don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think it's also a thank you. Look, Republicans are really coalesced behind the president. If he wants to run again in 2024, if he doesn't get reelected, I think there are going to be a ton of people behind him because he saved the Republican Party. And I know people like to poop all over him.
He remade the Republican Party, didn't he?
Yeah, but the Republican Party, yes, he did. He absolutely did. He gave the Republican Party some fight.
He saved it for me.
When was the last time you voted for a Republican? It was George
H.W.
Bush.
George Bush, yeah, exactly.
Right, H.W., not even W.
That's not true. Nationally, that's the last time I voted a Republican.
Correct.
I did vote for the current governor of Massachusetts, who's a Republican. I wouldn't vote for him again, but Charlie Baker got my vote. When he last ran, yeah. He's a Republican. But the Trump supporters would say he's a rhino, a Republican in name only. I reject that whole inference, frankly, because I would like to have, I don't know whether it makes a difference whether I have a party affiliation or not. I was very connected to the Republican Party before I felt that it left me in the dust.
I've known you since 2006. We have worked together. If you can,
you've known me for a lot longer than that, but you've known.
Well, yes, but we've worked together.
We've
talked almost every day since 2006.
Yes.
And I will tell you this: as soon as someone gets elected to office, you don't like them. So
you sound like McFadden.
Whether it's your Republican governor,
Because they never do what they say they're going to do. I like people who do what they say they're going to do.
And that's why I like Trump, because he told us what he was going to do. He did it. And even under duress,
he didn't drain the swamp. I wanted the swamp drained. I was hoping he'd drain that damn swamp. Full of alligators and crocodiles.
And I think that's what people are waking up to.
All right.
How deep it flows.
Yeah. All right. So the only thing we really haven't addressed here this week, because we've talked about all these people and how they're connected more or less to the political landscape, other than Fauci, who's connected to COVID. But I think there is a need for us to spend a good deal of time on the latest info. Although the other thing we didn't talk about was Veterans Day, which is number 5 on the story list. I think we could spend a minute or two on that and what's going on at the Supreme Court. Veterans Day, I've played this out so many times on the air, people are probably tired of hearing me say what I say about the Veterans Administration, or how we treat our veterans. I will summarize for those of you who didn't hear what I said this week on the occasion of Veterans Day. Excuse me. I look at the amount of money that's being spent for the war machine, $700 billion. And in many circumstances, even some of the people that we've talked about during this hour don't want the things that are being proposed by the militarists, by the industrialists who work together and feather their own nest. They go back and forth just like other things. A lot of people from Lockheed or Boeing or whomever, they get jobs in the Pentagon and they come up with these ideas. Okay, let's build this, let's build that. So never has there been in the history of the military budget, the Defense Department budget, never, not one penny has ever been stricken from the budget for a proposed new plane, ship, because the argument is we've got to defend ourselves. However, when it comes to the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in the Pentagon and the Defense Department, there are stories, people joke about it because so many billions of dollars are wasted. Imagine what would happen if we spent that money on the men and women who run all that apparatus, i.e. the men and women who put the uniform on, who go get shot at, who get their legs blown off, who get killed. No, we don't take care of them. We screw around with them. We make promises. We use them as a backdrop for our political opportunities and campaigns, and then we screw them to the wall because they don't have a unified voice. How many homeless vets do you think there are in America? Never mind America. How many homeless vets do you think there are in Los Angeles? In the thousands. And this is how
it's the tens
we take
of thousands, I think, in Los Angeles.
Well, yeah. Whatever the number is,
it's the highest
around the country.
In Los Angeles, or, it's the highest.
More. Well, that's why I use it, because there's more vets in that are homeless and right down the street, by the way, from me in Santa Monica, on the Santa Monica line, is the Veterans Administration, right next to 405 at Wilshire Boulevard. Huge complex. It does a pretty good job, but doesn't do a great job. And that's one of many. Most of the vets that you talk to will tell you that they don't get the services, any of them, that they need.
They're supposed to be allowed to camp on that land at that VA in Santa Monica. Homeless veterans are supposed to be able to set up a tent. They're supposed to be able to have safety and protection on that land. It's theirs. It's not even the government's, not the VA's. It's the vets. And you've had a lot of people, Ted Lieu, who's a congressman from that area, Beverly Hills and Santa Monica, from that district, who's come in and taken that property away, made it into parks, tried to get rid of them because the Olympics are coming, and he doesn't want his district to look
disgusting.
Messy.
It's disgusting. All right, so that's my rant on, and it is a rant, and I have a rant. And if you want to listen to the rant in its entirety, you can go to the DJV podcast, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcast, and listen to me talk in detail about what I just alluded to. The genius of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is that Talkers Magazine comes up with a chart every week. This week, no exception, 52 weeks of the year, the top stories and the top people on the story list. At number 10, the continuing focus on our mental well-being in the surge of concerns, all the activities that have gone on this past year to shake us up. Number 9, Hurricane Ida, or Eta, some people have said. Number 8, reforming the public sector, like the police. Number 7, the educational situation, again, reformation time needed. The economy and the boom since the election of Joe Biden. Number 5, Veterans Day. Number 4, the Supreme Court on the Affordable Health Care Act. Number 3, COVID and what's going on with the vaccines. Number 2, the runoffs. And number 1, aftermath of the presidential election. At your service and on your side, on the countdown, I'm Doug Steffen. 44 after the hour. When we continue, yes, more on COVID as the Talk Radio Review does continue.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Pancreatic cancer is the most lethal cancer in the human body, with overall 5-year survival rates at just about 7%. There are no telltale signs for pancreatic cancer, and according to Dr. Santhi Swarup-Vege, symptoms like weight loss, abdominal pain, jaundice, and appetite loss are nonspecific.
Usually these people will have indigestion, acid reflux, before finally somebody thinks of doing a CT scan, and by that time it's already late.
Dr. Vege says treatments can be any combination of surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and endoscopic procedures.
If it is localized to the pancreas, and if it is not involving the major structures, then the best treatment, of course, is resection.
While a standard screening test doesn't exist, Mayo Clinic researchers are diligently working to create early screening opportunities. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
How do we raise kids who can survive this mad world and make it better?
You know, being grateful is like armor because it keeps in mind the fact that you're not alone.
What happens when kids don't know they're loved?
I hated everything. I hated the whole world.
And how do you help kids recover when somebody hurts them?
There is a poison in the world called resentment.
I'm Carol Lloyd, and this is Like a Sponge, Great School's podcast for parents about the science of how kids flourish. This season, we take a sharp turn into the land of character, that stuff inside us that makes us strong, kind, brave, resilient, that stuff we want our kids to have an unlimited supply of before they inherit this divided nation we grown-ups have created.
Like a Sponge is distributed by PRX Radio and is available on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The People List this week, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. At Talkers.com, you can find these lists every week. You can find Talkers TV, Talkers Radio. At number 10 this week on the People List, Rudy Giuliani. Mark Esper is at number 9. President or former President Obama is number 8 because of his memoir being released. Dr. Fauci is 7. Kamala Harris is 6. All the people in the runoff in Georgia are 5. Mitch McConnell and the people in the Senate who are trying to get a focal point on let's get some relief going here. Number 3, Bill Barr, the Attorney General. Number 2, Donald Trump. Now, isn't it interesting? This week, for the first time in literally years, Trump's not number 1. Joe Biden is. Joe Biden, the president-elect. Like it or not, that's the position that he's in, and he's number 1 on the People List at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing the people in the story list here every week on The Countdown. All right, so it's another record week for virus cases. The cases hit the first Caribbean cruise since the pandemic started, so they're not going to do that much for that business, at least at the moment. The Sea Dream 1, 66 crew and 50 passengers. That's it.
Well, it's the reduced capacity. It's not a very large ship. Yeah. But, I don't know who thought it would be a good idea in November to get on a cruise
sense.
Ship. Yeah. And it's mostly Americans, too. So.
Yeah, right. So why can't we model what we're doing after New Zealand? Have you noticed how novel and this is a model of...
You know why we can't do what New Zealand is doing. New Zealand is teeny tiny. Think about how many hundreds of millions more people we have than New Zealand. It's almost impossible to compare the two. It'd be much easier to contain a virus in a postage stamp compared to a shopping mall, and that's kind of what you're comparing.
We get back to the basics of the mask. I noticed that there was a description of what the best masks are. Find the one that won't let less than 1 micron out of the mask, and you're all set.
We have to stop expecting that government, and we should be fair, because if it is Joe Biden, we have to stop expecting.
No, right. It's personal responsibility.
No, but we have to stop expecting that government can solve this. Government cannot solve this. It can't. It's a virus.
Individual activities and responsibility, that's what it does. What does it? I think you're right. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near-historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, or fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time now at 53 after the hour for Tech Talk. And this is the overview when we get to the end of the week of the hottest items, the top five tech stories of the week, as garnered by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, the announcer during this portion of the program. So I'm going to announce number five, and Jennifer. Victoria is going to tell us what the hot tech gifts are so far listed for the holidays.
Yep, well, we're already into holiday shopping, and so this year is going to look a little bit different. NPD Group, which tracks sales of consumer products, says to expect a holiday filled with non-sexy products like computer monitors, external mice, keyboards, and even routers. So essentially, the trend is everyone's working from home. Most people are still working from home. A lot of kids are still doing distance learning, and essentially, families are stocking up on items that will make all of that easier. Router sales are up 50%, computer monitors are up 80%, and big screen TVs are up 35%. So NPD says that the biggest holiday gift this year will be the next generation video consoles from Sony and Microsoft. So that'll be the Sony PlayStation 5 and Microsoft's Xbox 5. New iPhones, which are generally not considered gifts, people usually buy them for themselves, those are actually predicted to be the biggest sellers of the holiday, along with Apple AirPods and other headsets. So if you are in the market for a new TV, this is actually a great time to buy one. The most popular size now in America is 65 inches, and they will be priced as low as $250 because they're so heavily discounted right now. So it's actually a great time of year. One thing that will be difficult to get a hold of will be laptops. Those have been selling out throughout the year. So other than that, looks like boring computer stuff.
All right, number four. What's going to happen to the streaming platform that belongs to Viacom, which owns CBS?
Right. So Viacom CBS is rebranding the streaming service CBS All Access, which I think most people are familiar with at this point. We've heard of it. But it's going to be called Paramount Plus. And this will be starting in 2021. It's a revamped streaming version. It will carry live sports, including NFL games that air on CBS, live news, thousands of films and TV shows. They're going to have other networks in there like Nickelodeon, MTV, BET, Comedy Central, and then everything that's from the current and back log of programming from CBS. So they already have right now on the free version of this called Pluto TV, they have about 28 million active users. That is free to use, but you have to sit through a bunch of ads. So Paramount Plus will be the premium service, and that will start up next year when you see the name change of CBS All Access. That's when you'll see the revamp of Paramount Plus.
Because Paramount has its own cable channel now. They have a lot of exclusive Paramount stuff on that channel alone. Number three, the Boring Company isn't so boring.
That's right. Elon Musk has the Boring Company, and this is the tunnel digging venture that he's been working on. His next project looks like it's going to be in Austin, Texas, where his other venture, Tesla, has announced that Austin will be the site for the next factory for making the electric cars. So the Boring Company is actually looking at the soil content, and apparently it's very favorable, and so they've actually started posting some jobs, and they'll be hiring 5,000 workers at an average salary of $47,000. So that's the next big thing that's going to hit Austin.
There you go. Number two, Uber's rolled out something new.
Uber is rolling out a new feature that lets customers book a ride 30 days in advance. It's called Uber Reserve. It's not completely new. It's just now in its own, it has its own name and it has its own section in the app. Lyft, the main competition for Uber, they also have a similar thing that lets you book 7 days ahead. But to be able to book 30 days ahead is really helpful for people who, you know, want to book a trip to the airport if people are flying, or if you want to book a car for a medical appointment or whatever. A lot of people use Uber and Lyft for that. So Uber Reserve has kicked off this week in 20 cities, and they are going to roll out as fast as they can because Uber has taken a huge hit with the pandemic. So they want to make sure that they get some of that business back.
Lyft is certainly, yeah. All right, number one this week, Ring recalling their doorbells. This is, wow, this is, look at the numbers here.
Yep, 350,000 Ring doorbells have been recalled. These are the second generation, and 8,700 of them were also sold in Canada. These are $100 doorbells. They're sold on, this is owned by Amazon. They're sold on the Ring's website between June 2020 and October 2020. So if you have a new Ring doorbell, go onto the website and see what they want you to do, because you will have to change the screws. The danger here is that some of them have caught fire. So if you don't want your house to burn down, make sure you know the serial number on the back of your Ring camera. And
are there listeners out there who would like to have their house burned down?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, good to know, Victoria.
Happy hunting.
Yes, right. Yeah, it's 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump continues to claim fraud and tabulating of ballots in the 2020 presidential contest.
The president tweets that Joe Biden won because the election was rigged. He claims that no vote watchers or observers were allowed, even though Trump campaign lawyers acknowledged in court that observers were present. The president also accuses an election technology firm of deleting or switching votes, claiming that Dominion Voting Systems is a radically left, privately owned company. Mr. Trump's tweets were flagged by Twitter as disputed. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Hurricane Iota, now the 13th hurricane of the Atlantic season. Systems gaining strength early Sunday with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles an hour. U.S. National Hurricane Center said Iota was centered about 275 miles east of the Caribbean island of Providencia and expected to pass or cross over the island sometime Monday, then approach the coasts of Nicaragua and Honduras Monday evening. European Union ministers, interior ministers, that is, vowing to beef up border security, boost police powers, and launch a crackdown on what they call hate speech and online propaganda.
It comes in the wake of a series of killings in Austria and France in recent weeks by lone wolf attackers with links to Islamic extremist groups. The ministers say they will do everything in our power to counter this barbaric terror holistically with all the instruments at our disposal. Friday's video conference comes on the fifth anniversary of one of the bloodiest attacks in recent memory on European soil, the Islamic State rampage in Paris that killed 130 people at a music hall and cafes on November 13, 2015. Keith Peters reporting.
China and 14 other countries agreeing to set up the world's largest trading bloc, encompassing nearly a third of all economic activity, the deal admitting Asia hoping will hasten a recovery from the pandemic. More news at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A nurse accused of murdering eight babies in the attempted murder of 10 other infants has been denied bail by a British judge.
Lucy Letby was charged with committing the offences between 2015 and 2016 while she was working at the neonatal unit of the Countess of Chester Hospital in northwestern England. Letby appeared in the dock for the first time and spoke only to confirm her name. The nurse was arrested for the third time this week since the police investigation into the baby deaths at the hospital's neonatal unit first began in 2017. Detectives initially looked into the deaths of 15 babies between 2015 and 2016, and the probe later widened to include more than a dozen non-fatal collapses in infants in the same period. Karen Chamath, London.
A bust of the ancient Greek god Hermes, dating back to around 300 BC, has been discovered in central Athens during work on the sewage system. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. After pouring more than $1.2 billion of his personal fortune into presidential politics this election, former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg has little to show for it.
His only win during a short-lived Democratic bid for the White House was in the territory of American Samoa. And after pledging to spend whatever it takes to defeat President Trump, he routed $110 million to Florida, Ohio, and Texas, all states that Joe Biden lost. In 2018, Bloomberg was praised for donating tens of millions of dollars to help Democrats retake the House. Patrick Frost reporting.
Grim news in Delaware, where law enforcement officials in Newcastle County say of officers in the past 2 days have responded to an unusually high number of drug overdoses in which evidence of heroin use was recovered. Authorities say the overdoses have left at least one person dead. Be sure to check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Or for more information.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and the comedy opens with a football-themed episode of the Eve Arden-led series, Armis Brooks. Then later, the great Gildersleeve gets in another fight with his neighbor, Rumson Bullard. Both of these upcoming series spend time on television as well, although the great Gildersleeve only spent a single season on TV, from 1955 until 56, featuring the second actor Willard Waterman. Well, there were also four motion pictures in the 1940s, featuring the original lead, Harold Perry. While Armis Brooks was also turned into a film in 1956, after a successful television run. Ah, but it all indeed began on radio. As I said, this example concerns a rival football game. And in addition to Arden, you'll hear Gail Gordon as Principal Conklin. Jeff Chandler as Mr. Boynton. Walter Denton is voiced by Richard Crenna, with Gloria McMillan as Harriet. And Connie's landlady, Mrs. Davis, was played by Jane Morgan. Heading back to October 2nd, 1949.
Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth and help stop tooth decay. And Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair bring you Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden. Yes, it's time once again for Eve Arden in another comedy episode of Our Miss Brooks, written by Al Lewis. Well, the football fever is sweeping through our schools once more, and Madison High School, where our Miss Brooks teaches English, is no exception.
No, indeed. Most of the kids at Madison eat, sleep, and talk nothing but football. Of course, it doesn't affect me one way or another. When I start my class in the morning, I simply bark the signal for order, call my monitors into a huddle, and with a single wing to the right, do a reverse line buck through the second act of Macbeth. Last Wednesday, when Walter Denton, one of my pupils, joined my landlady, Mrs. Davis, and me at breakfast, I chided him about not doing his homework properly. His reaction was instantaneous.
I don't see how you can say that, Miss Brooks. Why, ever since the fall term started, I've been doing my football religiously.
Safe rest.
No, are you quite sure, Walter, that those little coffee cakes and some milk will be enough for you?
No, ma'am.
But that's all I've got in the house.
Oh, then it'll be enough.
This boy's a realist.
I wish I had something else to offer you. A growing boy should eat a big breakfast, especially an athlete like Walter.
Athlete?
Yeah, I told Mrs. Davis about it before you came in to breakfast, Miss Brooks. I'm going out for the team this year. I've just got to get my letter.
You? But Walter, you don't seem to have too much aptitude for athletics.
Who hasn't? Well, the only reason I didn't make the football team last year was because I hurt my arm trying out for the baseball team.
Did you make the baseball team, dear?
Oh, no, Mrs. Davis. But only because I hurt my foot trying to get my M in track. And I'd have made that, too, if my ribs weren't so sore from water polo.
Well, that's one thing about Walter. If he doesn't get his M from Madison, he'll get it from the Mayo Brothers Clinic. And maybe you'll be luckier this season, Walter. Now, as soon as you finish moistening your fingers and picking cake crumbs off the tablecloth, we can get started for school.
Okay, Miss Brooks. Gee, if I do make the team, I'll be playing alongside my pal Stretch Snodgrass. He's one of the best athletes Madison ever had, you know.
Really?
Sure. He's a three-letter man.
He's a three-letter man in my English class, too. After A, B, and C, he's a goner.
Well, we're almost there, Miss Brooks. We'll park down by the athletic field, if you don't mind. Stretch might be working out early this morning.
All right, Walter. You're certainly fond of the kid, aren't you?
Yeah, he's my buddy, Miss Brooks. And I want you to know that we're sure grateful to you for keeping him eligible this year. Gosh, if you didn't help him with his studies after school, I don't know what would happen.
I do.
Well, here's the football field. I'll just roll up these windows and lock the door.
Well, you've got the ball. Why aren't you running with it?
He came right through the window. Are you all right, Miss Brooks?
If I am, I owe it all to my shatterproof skin.
Sorry, folks. I don't usually kick them that crooked.
Oh, that's okay, Stretch.
Gosh, look at all that glass. Lucky the lady, but that football is school property.
Well, I'm school property, too. Let's take a look at my laces.
Well, I'm sure glad you're okay, Miss Brooks. The reason I'm working out this early is because they're remodeling my room at home, and I had to sleep on our drafty back porch, and I got a bad king in my leg.
You got a king in your leg?
Yeah, you know, like when you pull a ligament.
Yeah, those ligaments can sure cause a lot of trouble.
Why are they remodeling your room, Stretch?
Well, you know, our living quarters are behind my father's pet shop.
Yeah?
And Dad got a big shipment of marmosets in the other day, and he needs more space. But it's only temporary. It'll take a few weeks to switch the bedrooms around, then I'll be back indoors again.
Yeah, but meantime, you can get a bad draft and pull another ligament.
Or even bruise a tendon.
No kidding, Stretch. You got to find another place to sleep.
Walt is right, Stretch. Wait a minute. Haven't you got an aunt who lives alone?
You mean the one you met at the movies the other night?
Yes. She seemed inordinately fond of you.
Oh, that's just the way she acts. She really likes me. But she lives way out on Clark Street. That's halfway to Clay City.
Well, look, if you're worried about getting to school in the morning, Stretch, I'll be happy to pick you up and drive you in. After all, if we're going to be on a football team together, we'll be practicing a lot in the mornings.
Gee, that's awful nice of you, Walter. I'll call Aunt Minnie before school this morning. I'm sure she won't mind, and then I'll have my dad move my things out there in our truck.
Oh, great.
Maybe the Marmosets would carry them over for you.
Well, I'm sure glad you got the idea for me to move, Miss Brooks. That porch is pretty drafty. Well, I'm going to practice a little while longer. Well, how about you, Walter? Want to work out?
Oh, sure, Stretch. How about you, Miss Brooks? Want to watch?
No, thanks, Walter. I'd better get into school. Mr. Conklin wants to see me before my first class.
Well, okay, but you don't know what you're missing. Old Stretch here sure has an educated toe.
Good. Let's hope it may one day spread to his brain.
Miss Brooks, I've summoned you here to my office to commend you for the splendid work you're doing with Stretch Snodgrass.
Well, thank you, Mr. Conklin.
But you've got to keep that boy eligible for football. If Madison's team doesn't make a presentable showing this season, I'll never hear the end of it from Jason Brill.
Clay City's principal?
The same. He's the bane of my existence, Miss Brooks. We've been rivals a good many years.
Oh, even before you were principals of rival schools?
Before we were teachers. Even in state normal, I found him abnormal. He'll go to any lengths to defeat and embarrass me. Now, Brill phoned me last night and said he'd be dropping in to see me this morning. He said he'd have a juicy bit of news for me. Well, if he thinks he's got juicy news for me, I've got still juicier news for him. Do you know what it is, Miss Brooks?
You're opening an orangeade stand.
Please. I just learned that Biff Mooney, one of the greatest college football players, is interested in a high school coaching job in this part of the country. I've already opened negotiations for his services by mail, and it's a foregone conclusion that he'll accept my offer. I can't wait until I see the expression on Brill's face when I tell him about it.
That laugh would be banned.
Come in.
Well, good morning, Osgood.
Good morning to you, Jason. I have a juicy bit of news for you this morning.
Well, I have a juicy bit of news for you, too, Osgood. Oh, pardon me. How are you, Miss Brooks?
Juicy, thanks.
Osgood, I've just signed Biff Mooney to coach the Clay City football team this season.
Well, isn't that nice? Now I'll just tell you what I've got up my...
Biff Mooney!
Conklin, remember that expression you were waiting to see on Mr. Brill's face?
Yes?
You're wearing it.
Now, see here, Brill. In the first place, I don't believe a man like Mooney would be knucklehead enough to sign with your outfit. But even if he has... A good coach can't make a team without material.
Material? Why, last season our backs went through your line like it was damp cheesecloth.
Well, it's not going to be that way this season, Mr. Brill.
Go ahead, Miss Brooks. Tell him.
This season it's going to be dry cheesecloth. We've got some great players on the squad. Players like Stretch Snodgrass.
Stretch Snodgrass? Who's he?
That's him.
What was that?
Pardon me, Osgood. Is that a football in your lap, or have you gone off your diet?
I've told those kids 1,000 times. Go, come in.
Well, I'm awful sorry, Mr. Conklin, but I'm afraid I kicked my football in here.
I'm afraid you did, Stretch. But I don't understand why. I thought I told you to confine your practicing to the other end of the field.
But I did, Mr. Conklin. That's where I kicked it from.
Well, there's absolutely no excuse in the world for... Nice kick, boy.
mean to tell me that that ball was propelled here by that boy's foot?
It wasn't flown here by one of his Blue Jay corn plasters.
That, Mr. Brill, is our Stretch Snodgrass, one of the greatest triple-threat quarterbacks in the country. Stretch, this is Mr. Brill, principal of Clay City High.
Hi, sir.
Hello, son. Tell me, where did you learn to kick like that?
Oh, it's just natural with me, I guess. But if you don't mind, I'd rather not discuss football no more this morning. I just got some bad news about my pal Walter Denton. He's been cut off the football squad.
Why, Stretch?
Because he was the 29th man on it, and we only got 28 uniforms.
Well, it would be a little embarrassing if he were sent in as a substitute.
I don't see how a spindly pippet like Denton could go out for the team in the first place. He couldn't carry a football in a wheelbarrow.
Please, Mr. Conklin, you're talking about my pal. There's nothing he wouldn't do for me. Gosh, when he heard I was moving out to my aunt's place on Clark Street, he even offered to pick me up every morning.
Did you say you were moving to Clark Street?
Yes, sir. It's way out in the 3900 block.
Yeah, but that's halfway to Clay City. Why, you're in a district that... Why don't we have lunch together this afternoon, boy? Say, in the school cafeteria? About 12? Just the two of us?
From the picture, you were meant for me?
Now, see here, Brill.
Tell me, boy, do you kick them that far often?
Well, without I should do any boasting, I almost never done no kicking which the ball don't travel over 70, 80 yards hardly.
Amazing. And how do you pass?
In English, by the skin of his teeth.
There's nothing like rival football. And we'll be back with more right after this short break.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
No doubt you've seen them on the roads, electric vehicles. And as the EV market share continues to rise, we asked Signature Electric's Mark Marmer about the history of the electric car.
So we have the hybrid electric vehicle. So that might have been what we remember sort of as the original Prius. It didn't plug into anything, but it had a battery in it. So you got better mileage, but there's nowhere to plug the vehicle in at all. And then came sort of the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. So now this is a vehicle that has both some kind of gasoline engine and a battery and a place to plug in. And then you get into the straight electric vehicle. So this is a vehicle that plugs in, and that's the only way it has energy. If the battery were to run out, there's no other place for it to get energy, and it relies completely on being plugged in.
So that's like the Chevy Bolt EV or Teslas you see on the roads today. More on the benefits of electric cars tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
Welcome back to Our Miss Brooks on When Radio Was.
All during my morning classes, I worried about Jason Brill having lunch with Madison's star quarterback. When I communicated my fears to Mr. Conklin, he said,
Miss Brooks, we've got to find out what that blackguard is up to at all costs.
So when lunch period finally rolled around, I followed the blackguard into the school restaurant and borrowed an apron from one of the girls behind the steam table.
Come over here to this corner table, Stretch. We won't be disturbed here.
Okay, Mr. Brill.
Now, sit down, my boy. Now then, there's something I must talk to you about in strictest confidence.
In strictest confidence?
It concerns your football career.
Who gets the lima beans?
Miss Brooks. I thought this was a self-service cafeteria.
Oh, it is, Mr. Brill, except when we have a distinguished visitor like yourself. Then I like to see that he's well taken care of. I brought you each the blue plate.
Just what I wanted. Succotash and lima beans. Thanks, Miss Brooks.
You're perfectly welcome, Stretch. Now, please continue with your confidential conversation, gentlemen.
You were saying, Mr. Brill, that you wanted
to... I wanted to tell you what a lovely day it is. Sun shining, not a bit humid. Although cumulus clouds do seem to be gathering in the east. In fact, it looks like we might be in for a bit of a blow.
If this is going to be a weather report, I might as well blow, too. I'll go get some dessert for you.
Do that. And now then, Stretch, I'll come right to the point. In your present address on Clark Street, you're eligible to enter Clay City High, and that's what I want you to do. Transfer immediately.
Transfer? From Madison?
Exactly. You said yourself that your pal Walter Denton couldn't get on your football team because there's no uniform for him. Isn't that right?
Yeah, but...
Well, every American boy should have the right to play football. Shouldn't he? Of course he should. Now, with you off the Madison team, there'd be another uniform available for Walter.
Well, I never thought of it like that.
Well, think of it.
Gee, on account of me, Walter won't get to play at all. He'll never get his letter and... Gosh, fine pal I am.
Yes, I don't know why he even talks to you. Now, Stretch, I've got to get back to Clay City High at once, but I've arranged for our new coach, Biff Mooney, to meet you outside your main gate after school.
Biff Mooney? Is he your new coach?
Yeah, of course. Now, Biff will accompany you to your parents, Stretch, and get their consent to the transfer. It's just a formality, you understand.
Yes, sir. I guess if it's going to help Walter, I'll have to do it.
Mm.
But I hate to think of what Mr. Conklin will say when he hears about this.
Oh, forget about Mr. Conklin. We know that what we're doing is right. It's for our pal's happiness. There's absolutely no reason to be afraid of Mr. Conklin.
Then I'll go right down and ask him for the transfer.
You wait, boy. Wait till I get out of the building.
So you see, Mr. Conklin, every time I got near the table, they were talking about the weather.
Ah, well, perhaps our fears were exaggerated, Miss Brooks. Granted, Brill might try to get away with something. Oh, come in. Well, it's Stretch Snodgrass. Come right in, my boy. Sit down. Here, take my chair. Sit by the window. Shall I open it for you? You want the fan on?
Hot towel? Pedicure?
Mr. Conklin, you don't know what I'm here for.
If you're worried about that window you broke this morning, forget it. What a kick that was.
Thanks, but you still don't know what I want, Mr. Conklin.
Name it and it's yours. What is it you want, my boy?
I want to transfer to Clay City High.
Certainly. I'll just sit down at my desk, get a pen, and fill out the necessary... A transfer to Clay City High!
Cotton, gauze, penicillin.
That's fire! What poppycock did Brill feed you at lunch, Stretch?
Well, he didn't feed me no poppycock.
It was succotash.
Well, he can't get away with it this time. No matter what he told you, you can't transfer to Clay City. You don't live in their district.
Oh, I do now.
What?
Well, I usen't to, but I do now. You see, sir, I've moved in with my aunt, and she lives right near Clay City.
Moved in with your aunt? And whose bright idea was that?
If you'll excuse me, I'm going to lie down somewhere.
Miss Brooks!
In front of a streetcar, I think. Oh, let me explain, Mr. Conklin. Stretch was sleeping in a draft, and I thought it would
That's
be so much...
your trouble, Miss Brooks. You think too much. Stretch, do your parents know about this transfer yet?
No, sir. They just know I'm going to live with Aunt Mamie.
But I'm meeting Biff Mooney after school, and he's going to ask him for their permission.
Stretch, let me ask you a question. In all the years you've been here, Mr. Conklin has always treated you fairly, hasn't he? I'll rephrase the question. In fact, I'll forget it. Just promise me that you'll drop into my classroom after school today.
Sure, Miss Brooks. That is, if somebody will tell Biff Mooney to wait for me.
We'll take care of Biff, Stretch. Now, remember, I want you to come to my classroom immediately after school.
Okay, Miss Brooks. See you later.
Right, Stretch.
Bye, Mr. Conklin.
Not goodbye, Stretch. Just aloha. Yeah. Well, Miss Brooks, it was you who got us into this situation.
And I'll get us out of it. And I think I can, Mr. Conklin. I think I've got a plan.
A plan?
Supposing, instead of being taken to Stretch's house, Biff Mooney were taken to my house.
I don't understand. Stretch wouldn't take him to your house.
No, the real Stretch wouldn't. And Stretch's real parents won't be there either. But Biff Mooney doesn't know Stretch from a hole in the ground, does he?
Well, come in. Oh, it's Walter Denton.
I was just looking for Harriet and I
Mr.
thought...
Mr. Conklin, shake hands with a hole in the ground.
I just can't believe that you're Stretch Snodgrass.
Well, sure I am, Mr. Mooney. Who did you think was?
Well, you just don't sound like Mr. Brill said you would. The way he described it, you talked, well, differently.
What's the way I talk got anything to do with? Gee, I ain't never said nothing to get insulted for it by nobody, hardly.
I take it all back.
Well, this is the house, Mr. Mooney. Come on in. My old lady always leaves the door open for me.
All right, Stretch.
Oh, there's my dear old mom in the rocker. Mom, I want you should meet Biff Mooney. I'm
very pleased to make your acquaintance, Mrs. Snodgrass.
Likewise, I'm sure, Mr. Mooney.
If you'll pardon my saying so, ma'am, you seem hardly old enough to be the mother of such a big boy.
Ain't it the truth? Now, what can we do for you, Coach?
Coach? Well, how did you know I was a football coach?
Well, it's a cinch you don't crochet no doilies for a living. What a built on him.
He wants me to transfer from Madison to Clay City High, Ma.
Oh, now that's a serious step.
I know it is, Mrs. Snodgrass. You see, it's for the boy's own good, and that's why I'm here today, to get you to acquiesce.
Stretch, this guy's getting fresh. Trun him out.
Don't you see, ma'am, we just want your sanction.
My what?
You're okay.
You're okay, too, but what do you want?
Transfer to Clay City High.
Well, I don't know. This here Madison learns him pretty good. I think we'll keep him where he's at.
Oh, please, Mrs. Snodgrass, don't be hasty. Maybe we should discuss this with Mr. Snodgrass as well.
Oh, sure. Pop's right in the next room. I'll call him. Come on in here, Pop!
Meet the little man, Mr. Mooney.
Oh, I'm delighted to know you, Mr. Snodgrass.
Yous are too kind.
I'd like to get your permission for Stretch to transfer to Clay City High, Mr. Snodgrass. Oh, it's a wonderful school.
Nothing and... doing. Transfers is for streetcars. No, our boy wouldn't be happy in no Clay City High. That there school just don't offer no advantages, no how.
It don't offer nothing, no how.
Well, I don't see how you folks can talk like this.
Believe me, it ain't easy. I gotta go get supper ready, Pa. You get rid of, say goodbye to Mr. Mooney for me whenever he leaves. Like, right away, I hope.
Okay, Ma. See you later.
Well, I guess that's the story, Mr. Mooney.
No, now, wait, Stretch. Mr. Snodgrass, if you let me tell you something about Clay City...
Nothing doing. I ain't taking any chances with my only child's happiness. I love this boy. Get out of here and help your ma in the kitchen. You see, Mr. Mooney...
I love you too, Papa.
I know. Now, Mr. Mooney, if you... Stretch, what are you hanging around for?
Kiss me, Papa.
Get out of here!
He's such an affectionate little jerk. A youngster. We've always been quite close.
Hey, excuse me, Daddy, but I saw your car outside and the door was open,
it's so my daughter, Harriet. Harriet, go away, child.
But, Daddy...
Just a minute. I thought you said that Stretch was your only child.
Stretch?
Your brother, Harriet. Now, go on out into the kitchen. Your mother will explain the whole thing to you.
Oh, is Mother here?
Stop the question. Just go in and
see
if
Mother's on the table, Pa.
Well, if it isn't, Mr. Knife!
Oh, Harriet, how nice to see you. Why don't you go home to your mother?
Her mother?
She did come home to her mother. Ma!
But I don't understand.
I guess it's time we told you, Harriet. I am your mother. Your father and I, your father and me, we've been secretly married for 16 years.
But I'm almost 17.
I'm over 17. I was hoping you wouldn't notice it.
What is this all about? Mrs. Snodgrass, I demand to know the truth.
Mrs. Snodgrass?
You might as well know the whole story, Harriet. As a poor but honest immigrant, I entered this country illegally. Your mother and I started out from the old country together.
But I, your mother, couldn't make it. They shot me at the border. 4 years later, I was smuggled into the country.
With a group of Oriental laborers.
Oriental laborers?
Don't look down your nose at me, girl. I helped build Boulder Dam.
Mrs. Snodgrass?
Miss Brooks ain't Mrs. Snodgrass. My mother's Mrs. Snodgrass.
Go away, boy. We're busy.
But, Mr. Conklin, I waited in Miss Brooks' classroom like she said. And...
Mr. Conklin? Miss Brooks? Say, what is all this, and who are you?
Well, I'm Stretch Snodgrass.
Stretch Snodgrass?
Oh, did you call me Biff?
Biff. Are you Biff Mooney?
Well, I was when I came in here, but right now I was... Oh!
Oh, it was absurd to think that this ridiculous scheme would work. This is the real Stretch Snodgrass, Mr. Mooney. If he wants a transfer, I guess there's nothing we can do to stop him.
And after all that iodine I used at the border.
But I won't need no transfer now, Mr. Conklin. That's what I come over to tell Miss Brooks. I talked to the manager of the football team just now, and he said they're getting another uniform so Waller can be on the team, too.
Oh, boy, that's great, Stretch. Hey, instead of living with your aunt, you can move in with me.
You can move in with me.
You can move in with... You can sleep in the gym.
Eve Arden as our Miss Brooks returns in just a moment, but first...
Dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl. You owe your crowning glory to a luster cream shampoo.
And now, once again, here is our Miss Brooks.
Well, after the smoke had cleared away, and also Walter, Stretch, and Harriet, Mr. Conklin and I took a very bewildered Biff Mooney by the arms and pointed him toward the nearest streetcar.
And now, Mr. Mooney, you may return to your unscrupulous employer and tell him that once again he has been soundly defeated by superior brain power.
Thank you, Mr. Conklin.
Mr. Conklin, I did get a contract from Mr. Brill, but if he's going to get me into things like this all the time, I've got a good mind not to sign it. Well, if you'll excuse me now...
Hold on there, boy. You say you haven't signed your coaching contract with Clay City?
That's right, sir.
Well. Mr. Mooney, why don't we have dinner together at my place? There's something I'd like to discuss with you.
Why, I guess that could be arranged.
Fine. We'll have dinner at 8. Care to join us, Miss Brooks?
No, thanks. I'm going to Clay City tonight to see the fireworks.
Fireworks?
Unless I've miscalculated, if you and Biff are having dinner at 8, Mr. Brill should be blowing his top at 9.
Now, Next week, tune into another Our Miss Brooks show brought to you by Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair and Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth and help stop tooth decay. Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, is produced by Larry Burns, directed by Al Lewis, with music by Wilbur Hatch. Mr. Conklin was played by Gail Gordon. Others in tonight's cast were Jane Morgan, Dick Crenna, Gloria McMillan, Leonard Smith, Frank Nelson, and Leif Erickson.
That Our Miss Brooks episode, Rival Football, was from October 2nd, 1949. You heard that one of the cast members was Leif Erickson, indeed sharing the same name as the famed Viking explorer. Well, his real name was William Anderson. And later in life, Leif Erickson would be seen as patriarch Big John Cannon in the late 60s, early 70s television western, The High Chaparral. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was More Comedy, as we check in on The Great Gildersleeve. Right after this break.
Personal notice. Danger's my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you got a job for me, George Valentine.
From the darkest, foggiest, most rain-swept streets of your imagination come 20 episodes of Great Radio Private Eyes from Radio Spirits.
It's easy to rent yourself out and you make a few bucks, but sooner or later you get burned. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a mouse. Because down on the waterfront in San Francisco, they build the traps both ways.
Radio's best-remembered detectives take on all comers in this wide-ranging collection of thrill-packed cases of crime.
I parked a block away and started toward it on foot when the glow from a lonely cigarette said that it wasn't quite as deserted as it should have been. The cigarette belonged to a woman who was someplace under a lot of makeup.
Interesting evening.
You're asking me and telling me.
Well, either it is, it has been, or it could be. Take your pick. You look like a bright boy.
From Philip Marlowe to Sam Spade, from the upscale nightlife of the Falcon to the grubby dockside world of Pat Novak, get set for classic radio drama at its most entertaining.
I want to see her, and I'm going to see her.
Trick I learned a long time ago. Shoot a guy in the knee, and he'll never walk straight again.
You ever done it?
Oh, yeah. That's how I learned.
Ow! That's when I learned, baby.
Great Radio Private Eyes is regularly priced at $39.98. But when Radio Was listeners only need to pay half that. For you, it's just $19.99 plus get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE7.
Live sharply with your senses in high gear as a confidential cop must. You notice things the average citizen never sees.
Get Great Radio Private Eyes today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
No doubt you've seen them on the roads, electric vehicles. And as the EV market share continues to rise, we asked Signature Electric's Mark Marmer about the history of the electric car.
So we have the hybrid electric vehicle. So that might have been what we remember sort of as the original Prius. It didn't plug into anything, but it had a battery in it. So you got better mileage, but there's nowhere to plug the vehicle in at all. And then came sort of the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. So now this is a vehicle that has both some kind of gasoline engine and a battery and a place to plug in. And then you get into the straight electric vehicle. So this is a vehicle that plugs in, and that's the only way it has energy. If the battery were to run out, there's no other place for it to get energy, and it relies completely on being plugged in.
So that's like the Chevy Bolt EV or Teslas you see on the roads today. More on the benefits of electric cars tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for The Great Gildersleeve, starring Willard Waterman. He'll be joined by Walter Tetley as Leroy, Mary Lee Robb as Marjorie, and Lillian Randolph as Bertie, with Gail Gordon as Bullard and Kathy Lewis as Catherine Milford. It's from September 12, 1951.
The Kraft Foods Company presents Willard Waterman as The Great Gildersleeve. Well, the county fair is getting underway in Summerfield. They say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. That's where you'll find the farmer's wife with the best preserves, the country squire with the fastest trotting horse, the 4-H club boy with the biggest pumpkin, and the water commissioner with the biggest reservoir.
The sun is a-shining to welcome the day. Hi-ho, come to the fair. The
folks are all singing so merry and gay. Hi-ho, come to the fair.
Hello,
Mr. Gilfie. Yeah, hello, Bertie.
I'm heading down to the grocery store. Land, I could hear you singing clear out on the back porch. You have a good day?
Yeah, fine day, Bertie. Tomorrow's going to be even better. It's the county fair.
You telling me? That's why I'm hustling to the grocery. I run out of cinnamon for my competing preserves.
Yeah, competing preserves?
Yes, sir. I don't give up. I didn't win last year, but when you don't win the first time you compete, then you recompete.
Recompete?
Yes, sir. Last year, my peaches lost out by a fuzz.
It's too bad, Bertie.
But Bertie ain't giving up. If Bertie don't win the first time she competes, she recompetes.
Yeah, that's the spirit, Bertie.
Yes, sir, Mr. Gilsey, you know what Bertie does if she don't win the first time she competes?
Yes,
that's Bertie. Right, she recompetes.
Oh, that Bertie. Well, everybody's in good spirits at this time of year. Guess it's something in the air. Marjorie!
Oh, hello, Unky.
Hey, look, I've got 4 tickets to the fair tomorrow. In grandstand seats for the harness races, right on the finish line.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. They must have been hard to get.
Yeah, they were. But it'll be worth it. I'm going to ask Catherine Milford to go. Yeah, how about you and Bronco? Care to join us?
Oh, we'd love to, Unky, but we're taking the twins over to visit Bronco's parents.
Yeah, yes. Well, we'll miss you.
You and Miss Milford go and have a good time.
Well, Catherine and I won't need 4 seats. In fact, if the weather stays chilly, we might not use more than 1.5. Leroy! Who are you calling a coward?
A kid that chased me home.
Yuffer. Who's out there?
Pete Crawford. Go home and tell your mother she wants you.
Leroy, stop that shouting.
You big coward!
Yup. Leroy, close the door. Now, how did all this happen?
We were playing football and he tripped me. So I hit him in the nose. Then he hit me in the nose and I chased him home.
You chased him home? Then why is he standing out in front?
He chased me back. Big coward.
Honestly, Leroy, Uncle Mort, they're always fighting.
Well, if he pokes me, I'm going to poke him back. Just wait till next time. Wait till he starts something.
Now, Leroy, let's not be so eager to hit back. Yeah, I'm sure most of these silly fights between you and Pete can be avoided.
Yeah, he doesn't try to avoid any of them.
Well, then why don't you try? You make the first gesture.
That's what I did today. I popped him and he popped me.
No, that's not what I mean, Leroy. Try the soft answer.
The soft answer?
Turn the other cheek.
Are you kidding? He'd knock my block off.
No, I don't think you should turn your head away. Keep an eye on him, but you don't have to resort to fisticuffs. Let him know you're above fighting. You may be surprised with the results.
Yes, Leroy, why don't you grow up? You don't see Uncle Mort acting like that. He gets along with everybody.
Ha!
Young man, what do you mean by ha?
What about the big battles you have with Mr. Bullard across the street?
Uh-oh.
No, Marjorie. Bullard and I haven't had an argument all summer.
Heck no, he's been out of town all summer.
He got back yesterday. I saw him. No argument.
He didn't speak to you.
Well, perhaps he had a summer cold or something. In fact, I might just run over there right now and inquire about his health. See if he had an enjoyable summer.
Oh, that'd be nice, Unky.
Say, I have these 2 extra tickets to the harness races tomorrow. Why don't I give them to Bullard?
What's he ever done for you?
Well, nothing. That doesn't matter. He'll recognize this as a friendly act and repay in kind.
Yeah. I hope he hasn't noticed the grass cuttings you dumped on the back of his lot.
Yeah, those. Yeah, perhaps I shouldn't have done that. If he mentions it, I'll apologize and offer him the tickets. To get along in this world, Leroy, you have to give and take. And that goes for you and Pete Crawford.
Sure, I poked him and he poked me.
Leroy, I think you'd better come along and observe the way your old uncle handles these things.
This I gotta see.
This is the Great Gildersleeve, and we'll have more right after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In November, we're discussing tricks of the trade and how to make your story really sing during this NaNoWriMo month. And in December, we're discussing frequently asked questions by you, our listeners.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Around this way.
Why are we going to the back door?
Well, it's more neighborly this way.
Well, Mr. Bullard, you need all the breaks you can get, huh, Unc?
Here's a new sign up, I see. No peddlers.
Go ahead, ring the doorbell.
Well, I intend to. Go away!
Let's go, Unc.
Wait, Leroy, wait.
But he's in a bad mood.
Well, suppose he is. Gives me a chance to illustrate my point to you. Show you what a kind word will do.
Oh, brother, this is going to be murder.
We don't want any. Can't you read the sign? What? Oh, it's you, Gildersleeve.
Hello, Mr. Bullard.
What's that hiding behind you? Hello, Leroy.
Hi.
Gildersleeve, I've been wondering when you were coming over.
Oh, really? You see, Leroy?
I've been wondering when you were going to remove the grass cuttings you dumped on my lot.
Grass cuttings?
Gildersleeve, why did you do that?
Well, you were out of town. Yeah, I mean... Well, I don't know why I did that.
I remember why, Unc. You did it because one time he called you a big water buffalo.
Leroy, I don't hold a grudge like that.
Gildersleeve, isn't that a rather snide way to get even?
No, Mr. Bullard, I'm not snide. And I wasn't trying to get even.
It was a cowardly thing to do.
Coward? Now, see here, Bullard.
Unc.
Yeah?
Turn the other cheek.
Watch this, Gildersleeve.
Yes, well, I was about to say, I'll have the grass cuttings removed today. Leroy, you bring the wheelbarrow over and I will take them away.
Oh, for corn's sake.
Yeah, I'll give you a quarter, my boy.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Bullard, I have a little surprise for you.
You're moving?
No. Here, look here. Two tickets to the harness races at the fair. Grandstand seats.
Oh?
They're for you.
Well, no, thank you. I tried to get two tickets last night, but I suppose I waited too long.
Well, they're yours with the compliments of the water buffalo. Commissioner.
Two tickets. About the water buffalo. You understand, Gildersleeve, it was all set in fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, the same with the grass clipping.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about me.
Gosh, that cream puff routine really works.
Well, Leroy and I'll be running along. Ta-ta, neighbor.
Wait a minute, neighbor.
Yes?
Let me look at my freezer. I'd like to have you carry something back across the street.
You?
Yes. Here we are.
For you, Gildersleeve, a frozen pie.
Frozen pie? Well, thank you.
Oh, boy, what kind is it?
Gooseberry.
You wonderful, my favorite berry. Come along, Leroy.
Thanks for the tickets.
Thanks for the pie.
Gosh, thanks for the lesson, Unc.
You're welcome, my boy. Bertie!
Yes, sir?
Hey, Bertie, look what Unc's got.
What's that, Miss Gilsey?
A pie, Bertie, right out of Mr. Bullard's freezer.
Does he know you got it?
Bertie.
Do you want me to thaw it out for dinner?
No, Bertie. I think I'd like to keep it around for a while. It's the first thing Mr. Bullard ever gave me.
Yes.
What you gonna do, Unc? Put it on the mantle?
No, my boy. But it does prove the power of a smiling face and a kind word.
It sure does. Bertie, do you know what I'm gonna do the next time Pete pushes me?
If I know you, Leroy, you'll push him right back.
Not me. I'm going to be nice to him. Pays off, doesn't it, Unc?
It certainly does.
Boy, I can't wait to find Pete and get him to push me.
My, when did that little boy grow his wings?
Well, I guess his wise old uncle will have to take credit for that, Bertie.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, I showed Leroy that kindness could make a friend, even out of Mr. Bullard.
Yes, sir.
You should have seen the way he warmed to me, Bertie. And incidentally, he said the names he's been calling me were all in fun.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm glad I thought to give him those two extra tickets to the harness races. I had him figured all wrong, Bertie.
Yes.
That Bullard is really a fine fellow.
You called him to tell him that?
Oh, no. I'm calling Miss Milford. Taking her to the fair tomorrow.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, George. Doing a kind deed makes a man feel good. Brightens up the whole world. Yeah, I'm never going to do another mean thing to anybody as long as I live.
Hello,
Catherine. Throckmorton.
Oh, hello, Throckmorton. I haven't heard from you in quite a while.
Well, I've been away. But I'm back and looking forward to seeing you.
Well, good.
Catherine, the fair opens tomorrow, you know.
Yes, I know.
It took quite a little finagling, but I managed to get two choice seats for the harness races. Would the fairest girl in Summerfield care to go to the fair?
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Throckmorton, but I can't.
You can't? Why not?
Well, Mr. Bullard called just a few minutes ago.
Bullard?
Somebody gave him two tickets, and I promised to go with him.
Oh.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, nothing.
I'm terribly sorry, Throckmorton.
Yes, so am I. Goodbye, Catherine.
Bye.
Yeah, I should have known that's exactly what he'd do. Bertie?
Yes, sir?
Thaw out Bullard's pie. I'm going to push it right in his friendly face.
The first half of the 1951 episode of The Great Gildersleeve starring Willard Waterman. We'll have the second half at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bella, joining Waterman in that one. Gail Gordon is Bullard. Walter Telly is Leroy. And Lillian Randolph as Bertie. The role of Gildersleeve's latest object of affection, Catherine Milford, was voiced by Kathy Lewis. And my question this time is about her. You see, earlier we had actor Leif Erickson in an episode of R. Miss Brooks. And those two worked together on a different radio comedy. She played Jane Stacy, and he was her boss and eventual boyfriend, Richard Rhinelander. Can you name that program? I will, and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more. Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny program.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Bill Harris Alice Faye show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolf, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about Kathy Lewis and Leif Erickson. They worked together on radio in the comedy series My Friend Irma. She was roommate Jane, and he played her boss and eventual boyfriend, Richard Rhinelander. I'm Greg Bell, and we are all out of time, but remember to visit the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.